Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. On orders from President Trump, additional 50% tariffs will be imposed on some Canadian imports. The president accuses the Canadians of unfairly discriminating against American autos, alcohol, and dairy products. Iran remains defiant.
10 consecutive nights of U.S. strikes haven't forced Tehran to loosen its grip on the Strait of Hormuz, through which about a fifth of all traded crude oil and natural gas previously passed. The UK's Maritime Trade Operations Agency says it's received multiple reports of a tanker being hit by a projectile 8 nautical miles off the coast of Oman. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard claimed the attack and those on two other ships targeted in the waterway since Sunday. As fighting has intensified between the US and Iran, mediators have stepped up efforts to revive the interim peace deal signed last month.
The BBC's Yolande Nell. Later today, Lebanon's president will meet with President Trump at the White House. A former U.S. Army soldier is under arrest in New York City, accused of starting a fire and firing a pellet gun outside a lower Manhattan federal building. The FBI describes Andrew Arivaca as an anti-American, anti-government extremist. Senator Darlene Graham announcing that she is running for a full term in her late brother Lindsey Graham's Senate seat, sharing her decision with Fox News Channel Sean Hannity. Darlene Graham was sworn in last week to fill the remaining months of her brother's term, which comes to an end in January. Tropical storm Bertha strengthening in the Gulf of Mexico, moving toward the Florida Panhandle. A tropical storm warning extends from the Florida-Alabama border to Louisiana. A storm surge watch from the Alabama-Florida line to the mouth of the Mississippi River. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 153 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 380 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Christian Healthcare Ministries is not another health insurance policy. If you're tired of year-long contracts and pointless restrictions, CHM offers anytime enrollment on your schedule and at your convenience. With CHM, you're paying half the cost of a traditional health insurance plan. So that puts more money back into your budget for everyday needs. Plus, you'll have access to CHM's care solutions for virtual appointments, prescription savings, surgery support, and more. My family and I joined in 2018, and it's changed our lives for the better. We love paying way less while helping other believers afford their medical bills. Take the leap of faith and see why Christians across the nation are better with CHM.
Get started by calling 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS for a 50% credit towards your first month. That's 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS.
Your Fox 45 forecast.
Good morning. It's 6:03. Time for a traffic and weather update on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Actually, pretty quiet early. A lot of the construction overnight is already cleared, and we're looking live here at both the Harvard Tunnels from atop the Fort McHenry Tunnel, looking straight down on the traffic into Bore 1 and Bore 2, and no major problems there. 895 off in the distance. A little while ago, about 5 minutes or so, we had just a very little bit of a slowdown going south. That has cleared out. JFX is good. Beltway with a good start on 695. One minor wreck in Annapolis. Be careful there. Jennifer Road at Medical Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Weather alert today. Strong to severe storms move in this afternoon and this evening. Downpours, damaging winds, hail and tornadoes all possible. Highs in the very hot and humid upper 80s. Showers and some storms will continue to be a threat tonight with lows in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's cloudy and 75 in Baltimore. Here are your local WCBM news headlines. A Carroll County judge has sentenced a former Montgomery County police officer for possessing child pornography. 48-year-old Mark Burho pleaded guilty in March. The judge has imposed a sentence of 1 year on home detention and 15 years on the sex offender registry. Republican lawmakers joined Governor Wes Moore and Maryland's congressional delegation Monday for a tour of the Key Bridge rebuild site. West Virginia's Shelley Moore Capito says as chair of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, she's looking forward to continuing to partner with the governor and the U.S. Department of Transportation to ensure that congressional funding is used effectively to reopen the critical pathway for people and goods. And Baltimore gas prices are now averaging $4 per gallon. According to Gas Buddy, prices at the pump increased just over 13 cents from last week. Based on a survey of 663 gas stations in the city, gas prices are more than 90 cents higher than they were at this time last year. Here are the latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 810, pick 4, 5796. At 6:04, I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Sign on Sports is up next.
Hi, this is Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back. Seems like everyone knows a real estate agent out there, and they'll say just about anything to get someone's business.
Yeah, Sean, taking advice from someone not willing to provide an upfront written guarantee can be hazardous to your wallet. Any agent can talk about selling your home. We guarantee it. Don't be fooled by someone who doesn't offer a guarantee and tries to convince you that it's somehow bad for you. Give us a call and judge for yourself. I'll guarantee upfront and in writing to sell your home for 100% of your price, or I'll pay you the difference. There's no gimmicks, just a simple guarantee, because as you know, Sean, our name is our promise.
Yeah, that's powerful and straightforward. I've said it for nearly a decade. Vinny Steele is the only agent I would trust to sell my own home. Call or text Vinny right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or check out Vinny's hundreds of five-star reviews at VinnySteele.com. That's VinnySteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the Sports at 6:05 is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name to get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. At Fenway Park last night, round one goes to the Red Sox.
Swinging a high fly ball left field. This is deep.
Dave O'Brien had the call on the New England Sports Network. Caleb Durbin's tie-breaking home run over the Monster last night with two outs in the eighth gave the Red Sox a 6-5 win over the O's, extending Boston's winning streak to 14 and ending the Birds at 7. The game saw three lead changes and three ties. Manager Albernez talked about that after the game.
Whoever was left upright standing was going to win, and you know, our guy, I'm proud of our guys, the way they fought. I mean, even in ninth against Chapman.
Now, talking about Red Sox closer Aroldis Chapman, the Birds put runners at second and third with two out in the ninth, but Tyler O'Neill lined out hard to short to end the game. The loss leaves Baltimore three games under 500 and three games back of Boston for the final wildcard spot in the American League. And how about this? Southeastern Conference Commissioner Greg Sankey said yesterday that the league is having real conversations about breaking away from the rest of college sports, though that is not the preferred solution. The conference has won seven national football championships in the last 15 years, but none in the last three. Coming up in 30 minutes, Adley Rutschman back on the injured list. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, July the 21st. 2026. I'm Sean Casey, and coming up on the program in this hour, the Maryland General Insane Asylum special session will be limited to redistricting only. Let's forget about all the other problems that we face in the state. It's all about Westmore's presidential ambition. And of course, anti-ICE domestic terrorist attacks, this was sort of cause and effect. The media, the Democrats, and many others have been demonizing ICE now for years. And, of course, now we see a domestic terrorist attack in the Federal Plaza building in New York City. But our top story here today, it wasn't quite Gilligan's Island tour, but it was close. The difference is, for Gilligan, remember, the weather started getting rough. The tiny ship was tossed. And then, of course, they all got stranded because they got lost. Well, this crew was lost before they got on the ship yesterday for the Key Bridge tour, which is about 3 hours or so. 2 years, 2 years after the catastrophic collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, construction underway in the Patapsco River. But the design isn't even finished yet for the bridge. We really still have no idea who's paying for this thing. And there was Wes Moore leading, of course, members of Congress. Two Republicans were there, Steve Womack over in the House and Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia. But again, this is all about Wes Moore.
Let's be clear. There's not been a single day since this bridge has fallen that we have not had people out here working. We're grateful that we have both Republican and Democratic members of Congress who understand that this is not a Maryland priority. This is a national priority. This is America's priority.
Yeah, this is my priority because my presidential ambition and hopes are on the ropes here. That's why it's now become America's priority. Look, they've botched this thing already. They chose the wrong contractors. They had to get rid of them. And the costs continue to escalate, which once was $1.7 billion. Then after that, we heard, well, it could be $2, $3 billion. Then the latest figure I heard, that was not actually the latest, the one that they believe now it's going to be close to $5.2 billion. And then other figures we have heard floated, $7 billion. And $9 billion. And the secretary of MDOT, Katie Thompson, says, well, those aren't the numbers they're going by.
To the extent you've heard substantially higher numbers, those are not our numbers. And I continue to say those will never be our numbers. But those are not our numbers. So we're in the $5 billion-ish range. And federal law could be changed, but we continue to work very closely with Federal Highways and USDOT, both the political leadership and the career leadership, to ensure that we are in close alignment.
So again, look, whenever I hear these estimates, I usually triple or quadruple them. So the $1.7 billion would be, you know, closer to that $5 billion mark. But again, the question is, how much will it cost in the end? Who is going to end up paying for this? Taxpayers, it looks like, both Maryland and mostly federal. But we'll see. And the other question is, when? When will it be done? They're saying by the end of 2030. Let's get your predictions on how much you think it's going to cost. And when do you think the Key Bridge will finally be complete? And why now? Why all of a sudden do we have a three-hour tour of the Key Bridge? Well, number one, Governor Moore has been criticized for spending a lot of time out of state. So now all of a sudden, what does he do? He comes back with a big press conference publicity tour about the Key Bridge with members of Congress. So that's to blunt some of that criticism that his priorities are based out of state, not in state, number one. Number two, how are you going to pay for this thing? You've got to get Congress on board to try to get this thing paid for. And then, of course, the big one is that he doesn't want to have a dent in his presidential aspirations. That's why he's going to remain relevant on this issue. Get your thoughts as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We just made our first check towards Annapolis, and nothing major there. Three lanes westbound to eastbound at the Bay Bridge, and then in that area through Whitehall Road, Ritchie Highway, Severn River Bridge, Roe Boulevard. Everybody's good. No issues right now. Top of the hill, we're clear at I-97 at Route 32. Now we're on to the BW Parkway, looking northbound at 197. Good pace there. Everybody's good south from Arundel Mills down through Route 100 through that area and towards Route 32, and no major issues right now. No construction so far this morning. Expect them to be there pretty much any time now. Northbound I-95 in Harford County at Route 24, and up to this point, no issues on the Beltway. Still clear, good to go right now at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast shaping up like this. It's a stay weather alert day today. Hot, humid, upper 80s chance for severe storms this afternoon and evening with heavy downpours, damaging winds, and hail. Here we go again. Power outage city.
Almost every day.
Yeah. Rain through Wednesday morning. Yeah, that's going to be a really unstable weather pattern settling in here over the Baltimore metro. Elsewhere, we're looking right now, it's cloudy and 73 degrees right here in Owings Mills. Time for some one-liner news for you today. Drake, you know, the rapper, the hip-hop star,
mm-hmm.
he bet a hot $1.5 million on the World Cup final on Argentina.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And of course, Spain wins 1-0. And but then $1.5 million to him is like $20, I guess, to the rest of us, right?
That's true.
Must be nice if you got that kind of money. You can just waste mm-hmm. it on a bet on the World Cup. That company behind Trump's administration $1 billion self deportation program briefly risked being dissolved after failing to file required state paperwork on time.
Oh.
Looks like the business paperwork is just as hard to do as the immigration paperwork, right? Who knows? The FDA has reversed its claim that a multi-state cyclospora outbreak was traced to lettuce from Taco Bell. They said that original test result was a false positive.
Right.
Too late. You can't unring the Taco Bell.
And the company said, let us alone.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what people are doing.
Based on that
false report. An Oregon thrift shopper just paid $3 for a jacket at Goodwill. They find out it was a rare Wilt Chamberlain warm-up that could sell us for as much as $250,000.
Wow.
Apparently, how they know, there were names of 20,000 women on each of the sleeves.
You know, back in the day, just real quick, Civic Center had just opened, so they had a match between Wilt Chamberlain's team and I think they called them at that time, the Baltimore Zephyrs. Yeah, either way.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. So the game starts, and then somebody called in a bomb threat because they didn't like the basketball being at the Civic Center at that point. So we all had to go outside. So we go outside. We're standing there on the promenade right there on Baltimore Street, and I look up, and Wilt Chamberlain is standing right next to me.
Is that right?
he had a warm-up jacket around his shoulders because it was chilly. And I looked up, and I said, look at this.
Yeah.
And I looked, looked up, because, he's a big man.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, Wilt. He says, how you doing? He said, what do you think all this is? I said, I don't know. Some idiot called it a bomb threat.
That's unbelievable. You know?
And then they figured out nothing was there. We went back in. They finished the game.
I'm wondering if it was the same warm-up jacket that this guy bought for $3 at Goodwill.
I don't know. I should have bought it then.
You should have. You said, hey, let me take that jacket off your hands for you.
Imagine standing there, me at 5'9", right. Standing next to that.
Next to Wilt the Stilt.
Yeah. Now we know why.
That's right. And then it was Chuck the Stump.
That's right. Chump the Stump. I thought it was standing in a manhole.
Or a sinkhole. Boy, did you see that sinkhole in Baltimore over the weekend? Swallowed up a woman's car completely. She got out.
You know, amazing. When these pipes break, they just gobble up everything underneath.
Yeah, that's but apparently you looked at the overhead shot. There was a bunch of patchwork stuff done on that street.
Yeah.
So I think that street was had been weakened to begin
just
with.
Just a matter of time.
Yeah. President Trump,
when the railroad tunnel caved in on 26th
Street? Oh, yeah. President Trump says the new Qatari jet donated as the Air Force One that he's using will soon undergo upgrades to be maxed out. The White House has not explained what changes are being planned, but the I-team has learned an unconfirmed report. They're putting in their own McDonald's inside the Qatari Air Force.
And a KFC in the back.
That's right, Air Force One. Who knows? This is a bizarre story. A lemur and an infant spider monkey were seized from a Middle River apartment. Now under the care of Maryland Zoo, apparently these two rocket scientists were operating an exotic business for animals out of their apartment. And here's stupid criminals number one. These individuals had a business on Facebook called Tarzan Exotics. So
you can't fix stupid.
No. And again, it's illegal to own a lot of exotic animals, specifically primates, here in the state of Maryland because of the risk to human health and to the animals themselves. Because, and again, this monkey apparently was in bad shape. Its spine was exposed. But listen to this. People were paying money to have photographs with the exotic animals. And one person paid a bunch of money to have what was called a... they posed with snakes inside the Towson Town Center parking garage in a ring of fire.
Oh, jeez.
So these idiots staged this thing and then set this, I guess, through gasoline or some kind of accelerant. They set this fire and they photographed these women with snakes inside the Towson. Jeez. Again, stupid criminals, man. Who'd think they would not have been caught?
Yeah, I was going to say, how long do you think it's going to be before somebody sees that?
Yeah, exactly. You know, somebody had to report it.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. So apparently,
how about the guy pouring the gasoline in front of the ICE headquarters?
Oh yeah, we're getting to him at the bottom of the hour. He's a former military.
Another nutcase.
Absolute nutcase. But again, one of these nutcases inspired by all this anti-ICE rhetoric that you hear each and every day. So
you know, he almost, if you look at the video as he's running away, he's on fire.
Yeah, it looks like he almost caught fire himself.
Yeah. I mean, his pants or his shoes were on fire.
Yeah, he could have gone up very easily in that. That would have been addition by subtraction, but
yes.
I digress. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 620, you can join us here. So what do you think it's going to cost? What is the end number going to be for you on the Francis Scott Key Bridge? Started at $1.7 billion. Now it's up to $5.2 billion. I think it's going to be beyond that. I really do. I think it's going to be somewhere between $5 and $9 billion for all is said and done. And I don't think it's going to be done by 2030. I think maybe, for lucky, 2031, and we'll have to wait and see how that happens. Things are going really, really slow. Not much has been done in the 2 years since. All right, I want to tell you about our friends at Town Appliance, both mayors at Run Town Appliance. If you are in the, if you're a backyard griller like I am, I have a Weber in my backyard on my deck. And, again, if you're looking to upgrade your backyard oasis, I grill all year long because I just love out there being on the grill, even in the winter. As long as there's no snow on the deck, I'm out there. And of course, at Town Appliance, they've got everything on display, over 70 different brands for you to check out to make sure that you can meet all your needs. And they've extended their 4th of July big sale as well. They've got Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Lennox all on display. Everything you need to build your ultimate backyard oasis. Check them out. Flexible financing options. Make Town Appliance your grilling headquarters. Visit townappliance.com for more information.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello?
Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Yeah, there was a... looking at the picture here, it looks like Kwesi Mfume, Glenn Ivey, Westmore, Angela Alsobrooks. Oh, there's Johnny Zero. Oh, Ben Cardin was there as well. And is that Sarah Elforth? She might be there as well. She's wearing sunglasses and a hat. I can't tell. But the two Republicans, of course, the rest of them are all Democrats. And that's who was on the ill-fated almost Gilligan Island tour of Key Bridge yesterday.
They were stranded at Fort Carroll.
Yes.
3 years they were out there.
623. Traffic weather on the threes with the update. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
We're looking at the west side outer loop and still in the clear right here at I-70. A few brake lights between there and Route 40. The inner loop of Green Springs is good. The Parkville side is still good. All the interstates coming into the Beltway are clear and still no construction so far. Maybe later. But right now we're okay. Northbound I-95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. It is going to be, a weather alert day today as we've got hot and humid conditions, upper 80s, chance for severe storms. Could bring some heavy downpours, gusty winds, hail, etc. Rain going to last all the way through Wednesday morning. Right now, cloudy 77 in Annapolis, 73 in Ellicott City. And we're looking at the Key Bridge estimate, the cost. Now, the Maryland Department of Transportation Secretary Katie Thompson, you just heard from her moments ago, she says the state is maintaining the estimate around the $5 billion range. Now, remember, the original estimate was $1.7 billion. And then they handed out the contract to rebuild the Key Bridge to Kiewit Corporation. And then apparently that didn't go well for some strange reason. So they cut ties with that contractor. So that pushes the project back. And now they've issued four different separate contracts now to rebuild, although that I don't think we've been told exactly who the contractors are yet. The design's not finished. The contractors haven't been assigned yet. This is really a cluster you-know-what. And this is something that, again, it's a sully, it's a stain on Governor. Now, look, it would be difficult for any governor. I'm not just picking on Wes Moore, but let's put it this way. It takes leadership, and we now know this guy's got all the leadership skills of a caboose. He is nothing but talk. There's no action whatsoever on the part of Wes Moore. And Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45 caught up with Johnny Zero yesterday with an interview on what he expects to happen next with the Key Bridge, when it will be done, and how much this is going to cost. All very important questions.
Maintaining those relationships and underlining the importance of keeping that federal cost share in place to benefit Maryland taxpayers and Baltimore taxpayers is really important to me. I do think it would be highly unlikely that the law were to change, but as you point out, it is possible that the law could be changed.
A lot of people are saying, why is it going to be so expensive and why is it taking so long? What do you say to many of those same people who are your own constituents?
I'll say they're fair questions and that the state should do as good a job as possible of communicating what is driving those cost escalations.
Do you think that the state of Maryland is doing a good enough job explaining to people why the costs are going up and the timeline? Have you been satisfied with the answers that you've received?
I think that there are good answers out there, but there are opportunities to improve that communication with the public.
Yeah, and as far as I'm concerned, I don't think a single cent of taxpayer dollars should go to reconstruct the Key Bridge. I think that we all know that the culprits at fault here were the owners of the vessel, the dolly. We know that the company that was running, that was, you know, staffing the ship, navigating the ship, etc., they were negligent, derelict in their duties. The insurance, you know, they carry insurance for that. I think they already paid one payment out of the insurance. It was like $300 million or some such stuff. So I do think that they should bear the full brunt of the cost. And why would the taxpayers have to rebuild it? We didn't take it down. We didn't run into it. And, of course, I understand the argument. This is national security. It's American priority. This is a major artery up and down the eastern seaboard. Let's just see what the Republicans said yesterday that were in attendance there. Shelley Moore Capito, Republican, West Virginia, said she'll continue working with Moore and the Trump administration's Department of Transportation, quote, to ensure that congressional funding is used effectively to reopen this critical pathway. Let's see, Steve Womack, Republican of Arkansas over in the House, said proper oversight of the American taxpayer dollars is a responsibility I do not take lightly, end of quote. Well, you shouldn't take it lightly, especially once you have any project here in Maryland based on prevailing wage laws, based on regulatory burden, red tape. It drives up everything. Every cost of every project known to man costs more here in Maryland than it would in other states. That's just the cold, hard truth of the matter based on the way business is done here in the most corrupt state in the entire United States of America, in my humble opinion. So there was the tour yesterday, the costs, the timeline, the funding. It is all being called into question. And this was one great big photo op to benefit who? Not the taxpayers of Maryland or even the national taxpayers, but Wes Moore. That's who it was all about yesterday. And you can see that his 28 presidential ambitions. I think this guy's going to be a real short-timer if he does get reelected. You're looking at, maybe 6 months in the job. And then, of course, he'll turn over the reins to Aruna Miller. So maybe we need to know a lot more about Aruna going forward here than Wes Moore. Who knows?
And it would help us all. No, you were onto something, I think, with the Gilligan's Island comparison. I think it was more of the Thurston Howe. The group looked more like that, taking their tour, completely out of touch with reality, not having any idea how the real people, oh, let's go on a boat ride. It's a nice day. That's how they all looked, and their dumb sunglasses. They're probably designer sunglasses and their sneakers and whatever. They look like morons. And they were taking pictures. Like, I don't know if anybody saw, like, on Facebook, you could see, like, they all smiled and posed for pictures. Yes. Like, they were taking a boat tour. What are you doing? So, again, it's more of the same. I don't know. They should be embarrassed. I mean, if I were Wes Moore and this wasn't getting... I feel like he's actually drawing attention to the fact that nothing is getting done on his watch. So, I don't understand what the point of yesterday was, but proved reality that
you're right.
He's not getting done.
Republicans acted like that in their response yesterday, saying that he was drawing attention to the fact that this thing is... right now, it's dead in the water. Eventually, it will be rebuilt. But
literally.
Yeah, you know, Thurston Howell, Ben Cardin, you think? Maybe? He might be a good Thurston Howell. Who knows? All right, that's going to do it right now. Well, coming up next, we've got the anti-ICE domestic terrorist attack in New York City. In for Maggie Hunter this morning with the news headlines is Jill Powell.
It's cloudy and 76 degrees. It's also 6:30. A Carroll County judge has sentenced a former Montgomery County police officer for possessing child pornography. 48-year-old Mark Burho pleaded guilty in March, and the judge has imposed a sentence of 1 year on home detention and 15 years in a sex offender registry. Republican lawmakers joined Governor Wes Moore and Maryland's congressional delegation Monday for a tour of the Key Bridge rebuild site. West Virginia's Shelley Moore Capito says as chair of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, she's looking forward to continuing to partner with the governor and the U.S. Department of Transportation to ensure that congressional funding is used effectively to reopen the critical pathway for people and goods. Baltimore gas prices are now averaging $4 per gallon. According to Gas Buddy, prices at the pump increased just over 13 cents from last week. Based on a survey of 663 gas stations in the city, gas prices are more than 90 cents higher than they were at this time last year. And Maryland's Senate and House leaders say that the special session August 3rd through the 5th will only focus on redistricting and only legislation and requests for legislation relating to that topic will be accepted. Some Republican lawmakers, Republican caucus, for instance, is not happy that other issues of key importance, like Maryland's economy, especially, will not be taken up, apparently. Here are the latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 8, 10, pick 4, 5, 7, 9, 6. At 6:32, I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Stein on Sports is up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Truck stopped on the southbound side of I-95 at 395. A couple of vehicles were there with it, but it's off to the right shoulder right now. Not an issue, but heads up if you're traveling south from the Fort McHenry Tunnel. A couple of minor accidents, one in Baltimore County on the Parkville side, Harford Road, just south of the Beltway and on the southwest side of the city. Report of an accident on Wilkins Avenue. It looks like it may be between Pine Heights Avenue and the lighted Caton Avenue. So again, a heads up over on the southwest corner. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Weather alert today. Strong to severe storms move in this afternoon and this evening. Downpours, damaging winds, hail and tornadoes all possible. Highs in the very hot and humid upper 80s. Showers and some storms will continue to be a threat tonight with lows in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it was a nail-biter last night at Fenway Park, and the Birds had a chance, trailing 6-5 in the ninth. Two down, runners at second and third.
The 0-2 to O'Neill. Line drive, caught! Chan catches it, and that's 14 in a row, baby!
Dave O'Brien had the call on the New England Sports Network. The hard liner by O'Neill ends the game as the Sox beat the O's 6-5, stopping the Birds' seven-game winning streak. Baltimore committing four errors last night, including three in the third alone, that led to a pair of unearned runs off Shane Baz, all with two outs. The key error by Jeremiah Jackson at second base, and that one opened the floodgates.
Honestly, I probably should have backhanded that one instead of my feet. I made a good, strong throw, but I think the throw wasn't the problem. I think it was the footwork and the way I caught it early on and wasn't able to make a good, strong throw over there.
Now, before the game, the Birds putting Adley Rutschman on the 10-day injured list with left wrist inflammation. It's the third time this season that Rutschman's gone on the list. Meanwhile, Samuel Basayo, day-to-day with shoulder discomfort. They'll do it again tonight at 7:10 p.m. at Fenway. The Red Sox now have won 14 in a row. The Birds are three games out of the third wild card spot in the American League. Meanwhile, it was a battle of heavyweights last night in Philly as the world champion Dodgers came to town.
Harper sends one deep to left field. This one is going. It's gone. Landon Knack gives up a Bryce bomb to left.
All courtesy of MLB TV, Harper's 200th as a member of the Phillies, part of a 10-4 win last night over L.A. Ravens news, the team now just 1 week away from the vets reporting to Owings Mills. Lamar at the mic at OTAs last month, saying the team's coming together under the new leadership.
I feel like we making a tight-knit group with our team. You know, just joining in together with our guys and competing, but a fun competition.
Rookies report on Friday. The first team practice will be on the 29th. And finally, how about this? 2 million people came out for the parade yesterday in Spain to celebrate the country's win over Argentina in the World Cup. How about the Spanish language call of the winning goal? Listen to this.
El centro muy pasado, buscando a Nico. Nico de cabeza, al remate.
How in the world do you keep that up for that long? Like, do you practice that? I've got to know the answer. The time now is 6:37. When we return, talking about last night in Boston.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Seriously, Sean, I mean, you and I have been broadcasting for 30 years. We've done play-by-play, other, you know, et cetera, et cetera, right? How do you keep your breath that long and call that goal? I've never understood that.
It's called proper control of one's diaphragm.
Oh, my God.
You've got to be able, singers know how to do this, and some people really have just, they can do it. They take one big breath, and they just let it rip, and I got to tell you what a great call that was. It captured the moment.
I've never heard it in America, I'll tell you that. But this goal, this call is just unbelievable. Anyway, Boston last night, Orioles, I mean, they had a chance. It was, you know, 6-5 in the ninth. They had runners at second and third. Gunnar had a great game last night. He had three opposite field hits, and Encarnacion, Strand, the new new call up at third base because Bryce Alexander got hurt, hit a home run, made a good play. But they, you know, the four errors. I mean, at the end of the day,
you know, that's the mark of good teams are consistent throughout the course of the season. And the problem that has been plaguing the Orioles, they're not a consistent team. They can run off seven great wins in a row, and then when it comes time to play a higher caliber team, they fold a little bit. They have pitching errors, the fielding errors, or they don't hit, or whatever the case may be. So maybe they'll regroup here in the next couple of games.
I think this game last night was actually a microcosm of the season.
Yeah.
You saw the good, the bad, and the ugly last night. They're gritty. They had great at-bats. They fought. They took the lead. They had three lead changes, three ties. But at the end of the day, the inconsistency, the errors, the pitching, etc., just fell.
Yeah, Boston 14 in a row. Jeez,
they'd go for the record to tie the record tonight.
All right.
Back in 1946.
Well, hopefully, it'll be a spoiler. All right, thanks, Gary. Got appreciate it. That. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. It was a matter of time. We saw that there was again an attempt to assassinate ICE agents in Dallas just last year. We've seen other attacks on ICE agents. We've seen ICE agents out in the field that have. People have tried, Renee Good and Alex Preddy and others, they've attempted to run over them with their cars. We had the death down in Houston, and now, of course, one up in Maine, in Biddeford, Maine, where people just think it's okay to run over agents with their cars. So it's just a matter of time before you get a domestic terrorist attack, and that's exactly what we got in New York City. The Jacob Javits Building is a home of ICE. Headquarters in New York City. There's an immigration court inside that building. The FBI has an office inside that building. So what we saw is this attempt by a domestic terrorist, and that's exactly, this was an anti-government, anti-ICE extremist that tried to set off an incendiary device. It actually did set off the incendiary device outside of it yesterday, in which two people had minor injuries. The police did come out, guns drawn, police dogs and everything else, and they were able to arrest this anti-ICE extremist, and his name, he has now been identified, and this is a 43-year-old former Army, former military guy, maybe there's some kind of PTSD here. I don't know. We're speculating. His name's Andrew Abakara or Arabica or something like that. I'll get the exact spelling here in just a second. But he has now been arrested. Bombing a federal building. I mean, I remember after the Oklahoma City bombing, they took it much more serious than they had previously. And now it carries a 20-year sentence if you are convicted of attempting to bomb a federal building. Personally, I think it should be much more because, you know, there are people inside that building. If somebody gets injured, as they were killed in Oklahoma City, I think it should be a much stiffer sentence. But here, the point is that we have seen, again, a number of media reports, state-run media, Democrats, maybe even some swamp uniparty individuals that have demonized ICE agents, that have compared them to Nazis. And just the other day, Tom Holman was talking about one of these days they're going to have to bury an ICE agent because of the media and this rhetoric.
You can attack the men and women of ICE all you want. It comes down to one simple fact. These people fail to comply with law enforcement. Even some of the major chiefs in this country who don't necessarily agree with this administration says you always comply with law enforcement. But the hateful rhetoric that ICE isn't a real law enforcement agency, I see these signs everywhere, resist. ICE are let's abolish them, they're fascists. When you keep that hateful rhetoric up for a year and a half, there's going to be that percentage of that part, that population that's going to be emboldened to take action because they're not a real law enforcement agency. I should resist them. All they had to do is simply comply with law enforcement. If you don't like what law enforcement did to you, then go to the court, sue, call the ACLU, do whatever you want to do. But you should always comply with law enforcement. If they did, they'd be alive today. Now, I'm not going to comment on the investigation itself, but wait for it to play out. This is about complying with law enforcement, and a lot of the negative hateful, and I said this a year ago, if a hateful rhetoric doesn't stop, there will be bloodshed. And unfortunately, I was right. Now, I'll tell you something else. It's not over yet. Unless they keep attacking and miscommunicating what ICE does every day, calling them Nazis, and comparing ICE to the Nazi regime. Are you kidding me? And I'm not saying the whole country is convinced, but there's going to be that population that's just going to embolden to do something stupid.
And I'm afraid that we're going to bury an ICE agent. I'm afraid I'm going to hand another folded flag to a spouse or a child of an ICE agent for simply doing his job. And for any member of Congress to keep attacking ICE and calling them fascists and Nazis, I said it 1,000 times. If they're a Nazi for enforcing the law, what's that make them? They wrote the law.
They did. They wrote the law. So this is, it's disingenuous, it's dangerous, and ICE agents are at great risk. As I said, if you don't like it, change the law. But no, they're promoting violence against federal law enforcement authorities and officials. 6:43, time for traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
8:95 now, some brake lights right at O'Donnell Street. That's a typical delay there, nothing major. Everybody's going into the tunnel at the Old Harbor Tunnel, but that's a two-lane road right next door, the Fort McHenry Tunnel, with four lanes southbound. The pace is still good from the top of the hill at Keith Avenue and then right on through the tunnel and eventually south towards 395. Let's see if that truck is still there. Yeah, still on the right side. Stop there on the right shoulder. Southbound 95 at 395 and no issues there right now. Parkville side in the county. Minor wreck, Harford Road, just south of the Beltway. A couple of wrecks in the city. Wilkins Avenue near St. Agnes Hospital. Eager Street at Wolf Street. That's on the east side. And as of 4 or 5 minutes ago, no construction there was on the northbound side. It looks like they haven't arrived yet for the traffic northbound. I'm changing the camera right now just to check. Still clear. Always good news there. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Stay a weather alert day today. Hot, humid, upper 80s. Chance for very strong storms this afternoon or evening. We're expecting heavy downpours, damaging winds, hail, and that rain will last all the way through Wednesday. And so, hopefully, be forewarned. You get these power outages that we've been having a bunch of problems here of late. But it is summer weather, right? Cloudy Ocean City is 76 right now. Parkville 74. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Let's go lick the world. Let's get it done.
Today is National Junk Food Day today. You have a favorite junk food, Chuck?
Big Mac.
Big Mac. The Big Mac is the favorite. They say the quarter pounder or the double quarter pounder with cheese is the most unhealthy burger that you can get out there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Somebody did a study of all the burgers out there. They said, number one, it's got, because it's the double burger. You get double the calories, double the fat, double the all the rest of the bad stuff that's in there as well.
Wow.
You know, again... I got to tell you, I'm not a big junk food guy. I guess I would go. Is pizza considered junk food?
More or less.
Yeah. So, again, I do like my pizza here and there.
You got to have a little pizza once in a while.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So, Burger King is introducing a new Whopper guarantee. You don't like the Whopper? Or you like the Big Mac over the Whopper?
I like the Whopper better.
Oh, you do like the Whopper better?
Flame broiled.
Yes. Burger King wants to make sure your next Whopper arrives exactly as you ordered it. The chain is rolling out two new initiatives focused on improving their in-restaurant experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get a revamped manager role called Your Way Champion, and a new Whopper guarantee could earn customers a free burger if something goes wrong.
Wow.
Well, don't you get that anyway?
Should.
Yeah, you should. If there's something wrong with your burger, if it's not done to your order, or if it's not done properly, you just take it back and get a different one, I think. Mm-hmm. But now they're making it a guarantee.
They should have another restaurant. They should call it Burger Queen, because there's some people of that persuasion.
Yes, well, there's Dairy Queen and Burger King.
There you go.
Yeah, so.
Maybe they should merge.
Call it Prince Sliders or something.
Stop it. Stop it.
Taco Bell. Exactly. Taco Bell launching the new $3 Melty Pepper Jack Steak Burrito.
Oh.
For a limited time. And, of course, I do want to make sure, because there's a lot of publicity out there blaming Taco Bell that has now been debunked. It was not lettuce at the Taco Bell that caused this, I'll spur you the phrase, the problem with the lower end as they say.
Lower end.
The lower end.
Torpedoes loose.
That's right. And Burger King is testing grilled chicken, the flame-grilled chicken breast, seasoned with a blend of onion powder, garlic powder, green and red bell peppers, olive oil, and oregano. So the flame-grilled chicken sandwich should set you back about $6.99. They got the spicy flame-grilled chicken sandwich, bacon and Swiss flame-grilled chicken sandwich, and they have the classic flame-grilled chicken wrap now available at your participating Burger Kings. So there you have it.
I had a couple of burgers in the last 3 weeks. One was at Applebee's, one was at Ruby Tuesday. Beautiful. Wonderful. Yeah,
good stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
One of some of the best I've had. Smash Burger.
There's another one. There's three mentions in
sometimes
one.
Sometimes we, never mind.
All right. Yeah, exactly. You got to make sure they pay you first.
I wonder what kind of hamburger Burns would be on Howard Avenue in South Tampa.
I think you already know the answer to that.
I do know, yes.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. All right, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. Let's go to Gene in Towson. Hello, Gene. You're on Casey and Company.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm good. Thank you, sir.
That's good. You said, what was your estimate on the bridge, $11
billion? No, I'm thinking $7 billion is what it's going to end up costing us. They're saying $5 billion, but it could be more. Look, we're just throwing numbers out there, so are they.
Yeah, but you forgot to add in the corruption and graft and backdoor business deals. That's why it's going to cost so much. And I really do think that the federal government should come in and take over that whole construction. It will probably be done by the end of next year, maybe 2 years.
What do you think it's going to cost?
I think it's going to cost taxpayers an arm and a leg if they keep it up, but I think it's going to be around $11 million. That's what I'm thinking.
$11 million? You mean billion?
I mean billion. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, the state's already admitting it's going to be $5.2 billion. That's the number they're going with. So you know it's going to be higher than that because it never comes into what the state says it's going to come in. So it's probably going to be somewhere between $7 and $11 billion. And you think it's going to be done, what, by 2030 or later?
If it's the federal government takes it over, Trump can have it done in no time. But Wes Moore, he's not going to have anything done. Nothing. He's not going to do anything.
All right, Gene, thanks for weighing in. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling in with your opinion. We've also heard from Ron. He says, Blank Rome is the law firm mainly representing Grace Ocean and Synergy Marine are successfully negotiating settlements in lieu of direct payments for the structure itself. I'm not getting into how much a damn thing's going to cost in finality. Federal Judge Bredar, an Obama appointee, has his own agenda, agree that it is a mess. Well, that's part of the problem. No, there was clearly we know who was at fault. All right. Unless they're, we're going to argue act of God, which it was not. So clearly, I think, I don't know why we decided to settle on this instead of, taking them to court. Of course, maybe that would take longer to do it that way. But at the end of the day, we get reimbursed. You know, when you're planning your retirement, you start crunching the numbers. You estimate what your Social Security would be each month, what your expenses would be. And the one thing that throws everybody's numbers off is how fast the cost of everything has risen. Way faster than anyone's income. Maybe you still have a mortgage, a home equity loan, some credit card debt all pulling at your income, or you just don't have enough coming in each month to live the way that you had planned. Now, a lot of people are finding that fixed income living is a lot harder than they ever expected. Now you're getting sitting there kind of wondering, what do I do? So if you're a homeowner, a reverse mortgage might be the answer. Mark McVeary's been helping Maryland homeowners with reverse mortgages for over 30 years, and he knows these loans better than anybody else out there. Mark will come to your house, answer all the questions you have, tell you flat out whether it makes sense for you or not. It doesn't cost you a cent, and I've known Mark a long time. He's a great guy. He does right by people. Just make the call. I think you'll be glad that you did. 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Another one of our texters and listeners saying they already have insurance and settlement money for the bridge. Where is it? All right, time for a forensic audit. James says the Key Bridge cost will be all of it. They will spend as much as they can to make their friends rich. It's good to be the king. Well, something Chuck Whitaker is very familiar with. 653, spent so much time on the throne, it's hard to tell.
No forensics on me right now, please. Thank you.
Traffic and weather on the threes with Lug Nuts Johnson.
Guy says turn your head and cough, so I can't even breathe. Southbound 83, there's a report of an accident now right at the Maryland line. No cameras right there, but it looks like it may be off to the side from the initial report that we have. But the heads up if you're coming south, right there at the line, New Freedom area, and then working your way south. Yeah, the new update says it's on the right shoulder, so that means the state police are there either from the PA side or the state police in Maryland. So not a big deal, just a heads up for that. JFX is good, no issues on the Beltway, still clear with a little more traffic south at both the Harbor Tunnels, especially along 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Stay weather alert day today. Hot, humid, high, upper 80s. Chance for severe storms this afternoon and evening with heavy downpours, damaging winds, and hail all the way through the night. And, of course, rain through tomorrow morning as well. Right now we're looking at cloudy skies. It is 75 in Severn and 75 in downtown Baltimore. Folks still weighing in on the Key Bridge. Let's see. This is John from Whiteford saying, I wonder what Westmore will name the new bridge. I know he'll name it the Bronze Star Bridge. Well, that might point out a little bit of a problem there. I did send a message to Secretary of War Pete Hegseth yesterday through channels asking if it is possible that he can appoint somebody to investigate whether or not Westmore undeservedly was given a retroactive Bronze Star. And again, it's possible that he did deserve it if he can produce the evidence that warrants it, but it appears from all indications from Drew Sullins and others that this, obviously strings were pulled, political favors were called in. It looks like Westmore went to Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris makes a call to California Senator LaFonza Butler, and within 7 days of her request, magically, the Bronze Star appears. And then it's pinned on him in a kind of a semi-private. No local media was invited to that. It was all national media, AP. I can't remember who the other one was, but all done in the governor's mansion, very privately. And look, there is an army panel that is charged with investigating whether or not rewards or these military honors are doled out either too quickly or undeservedly. So I asked the Secretary of War if he would look into that. I've not heard back yet. I'll keep you posted on that as well. 6:56, Republican leaders reacting to the news yesterday from the Maryland General Insane Asylum's Electric Bill Ferguson and Jocelyn Paymore Melnick that the special session will be limited to one topic and one topic only, redistricting. That's it. Nothing else. Nothing about the structural deficit. Nothing about the explosion of juvenile crime across the city. Nothing about the Key Bridge. Nothing about the high cost of living and affordability. Nothing about skyrocketing electric bills here in the state of Maryland. And what we should do about data centers, et cetera. No, it's all going to be about whether or not Andy Harris gets screwed out of his congressional seat in Congressional First District. Republicans weighing in. House Minority Leader Jason Buckle says the decision is quite frankly appalling. Since we left Annapolis in April, energy prices have continued to rise. Gas taxes have automatically increased. And Marylanders have continued to struggle. But the message the Democratic majority is sending to Marylanders is, your problems can wait. We need to play politics. It's the modern equivalent of let them eat cake. End of quote. Also from the controlled opposition, Senate Minority Leader Steve Hershey, let's be honest about what this session's really about. This has nothing to do with Maryland's future, everything to do with Governor Moore's own. Marylanders are watching their bills go up and their options go down. Instead of doing something about it, we're being called back to Annapolis for a session built entirely around his national ambitions. If he cared half as much about the people of the state as he does about his own future, we'd be spending these 3 days on kitchen table issues. Marylanders are actually losing sleep over, not his political map, end of quote. And look, both of those responses are spot on. both Jason Buckles and Steve Hershey. But again, these are words on a paper, okay, on a statement. That's it right now. That's all they have are words. What actions can they take, should they take, to get their message across in the upcoming special session in a couple of weeks from now, August 3rd through August 5th? Is there anything? I have to look at the Maryland State Constitution, but if there's anything in some of the maybe legislative protocols that Republicans can do to be the skunk at the party, and they should. They should be the skunk at the party. They shouldn't allow the Democrats just to run roughshod over them without consequence. And again, I'm talking about peaceful, legislative, and perhaps maybe even judicial remedies here for this. Is there some way to file a suit or something that, again, look, I understand the Constitution does allow for changing or amending the state constitution, but again, I think this is, there's got to be some fly in the ointment. There's got to be some loophole that the Republicans could find just to maybe slow things down a little bit, if anything. I mean, just to stop going willingly. Stop bending the knee and issuing the strongly worded letter or the press statement. My friend Mike over at Elegant Kitchen and Design has a message. If you're a contractor and you're wanting to keep your project, kitchen remodeling project, on time and on or under budget, you got to see Mike. Go see him and his team at Elegant Kitchen Design, their showroom on Joppa Road in Baltimore County. And just an incredible showroom. All the kitchen cabinets on display there for you. Of course, all the countertops there, whether it be quartz or granite or quartzite, they've got it, everything right there on location. So check them out, Elegant Kitchen and Design. They'll keep your project on time, under budget, ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. The sound of warning sirens piercing the air in Bahrain as Iran continues lashing out at its neighbors, targeting those countries with missiles as hostilities with the U.S. intensify. For a 10th straight night, American forces and the Iranians have traded fire. Meanwhile, behind-the-scenes efforts to get the U.S.-Iran ceasefire back on track continue. U.S. trade dispute with Canada is heating up. President Trump announcing plans for 50% tariffs on some Canadian goods.
These are really sweeping tariffs imposed by the United States against certain items imported from Canada. Donald Trump says this is a retaliation for what he called unequal treatment of U.S. cars, dairy, and alcohol. But certain items that are exported from Canada will be exempt from this list, and they include energy, potash, critical minerals, and fish. Now, these new tariffs are going to be delayed, and I think this is significant, by 30 days. So it does allow for some negotiation.
The BBC's Peter Bowes. Tropical storm warning posted extending from the Florida-Alabama line to Louisiana. This comes as Tropical Storm Bertha continues strengthening in the Gulf of America. Out in the eastern Pacific, Hurricane Fosso has formed far from Mexico's Baja California Peninsula, and as of now, it's posing no threat to land. The threat of violent weather in the northeast, resulting in numerous flight cancellations. It did not take Senator Darlene Graham long to make up her mind. She tells Fox News' Sean Hannity that she will run for a full term in her late brother Lindsey Graham's U.S. Senate seat. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures are up 220 points. NASDAQ futures 389 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When I was feeling the stress of too much credit card debt, I looked at two different options, debt settlement and debt management. They may sound the same, but guess what? They're not. Debt settlement seemed like a quick fix, but I found out it would destroy my credit, create tax headaches, and hit me with huge fees. They actually told me to stop paying my bills. No way, not me. Then I turned to a debt management plan plan developed by the team at Trinity. They worked with my creditors, lowered my payments, reduced my interest, saved me thousands, and paid off my debt. And Trinity is a Christian company, which is important to me.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
It's 7:03, time for a traffic and weather update on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
295 northbound on the parkway now has begun to slow. It's the usual area. We get a backup there around 197 on the northbound side coming up from Powder Mill Road. So that delay is there. And then everybody southbound looks okay through Arundel Mills, passing Route 100 and eventually down to the ramps at the Route 32 right now with the lanes clear. There is some slowing beginning on the Beltway now on the Parkville side, filling in towards Green Spring and coming down the west side. 895 had backed up a little bit earlier. It's only a little bit slow now, and a minor delay at the top of the hill on 95 south going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Keep in mind there's an accident on the shoulder on I-83 southbound right at the Maryland line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Weather alert today. Strong to severe storms move in this afternoon and this evening. Downpours, damaging winds, hail, and tornadoes all possible. Highs in the very hot and humid upper 80s. Showers and some storms will continue to be a threat tonight with lows in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's cloudy, sticky, and 75 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Maryland House and Senate leaders say the August special session will focus only on redistricting. State lawmakers will discuss the issue August 3rd through the 5th. In a letter to lawmakers, leaders say they have directed the Department of Legislative Services to accept only bill drafting requests related to legislation concerning congressional redistricting standards. However, state Republicans argue other pressing concerns like the economy should also be addressed. Republican lawmakers joined Governor Wes Moore and Maryland's congressional delegation Monday for a tour of the Key Bridge rebuild site. West Virginia's Shelley Moore Capito says as chair of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, she's looking forward to continuing to partner with the governor and the U.S. Department of Transportation to ensure that congressional funding is used effectively to reopen the critical pathway for people and goods. And Baltimore gas prices are now averaging $4 per gallon. According to Gas Buddy, prices at the pump increased just over 13 cents from last week based on a survey of 663 gas stations in the city. Gas prices are more than 90 cents higher than they were at this time last year. Here are the latest Maryland winning lottery numbers. Pick 3, 810, pick 4, 5796. At 7:05, I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Stein on Sports is up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, the Birds had some fight in them last night, coming back from an early 3-1 deficit.
That skied towards the moon. Christian Encarnacion Strand
into the monster seats with his first Oriole home run.
Ben Wagner with the call on Masson. 17 homers in 61 games for AAA Norfolk this season for Encarnacion Strand. And with the injury to Blaze Alexander, he's going to be here a while. But it wasn't enough last night as the Birds fall late 6-5 to Boston, ending the Orioles' seven-game winning streak. After the game, manager Albernaz on his new third baseman.
The track record speaks for himself and what he's been doing in Norfolk. So, yeah, that was, we needed that, you know, to kind of get the guys going and, you know, it kind of catapulted us to kind of, you know, get a little rally going.
Loss leaves Baltimore at 49-52 on the year, and they'll need Kyle Bradish tonight. He'll be on the Hill at 7:10 p.m., his first start since signing the big contract last week. Big news in sports media yesterday, ESPN announcing that polarizing figure Ryan Clark is out. The Athletic's Andrew Marchand reporting yesterday that the longtime analyst was informed of the decision while he was filming NFL Live yesterday afternoon. Clark had been on thin ice with the network for, among other things, his political stances, as in the past when he refused to work with the conservative-leaning Sage Steele. Coming up in 30 minutes, a push for more grass in the NFL. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yep, maybe somebody should approach the governor. He might go for it for a reality series based on Gilligan's Island with the three-hour tour of the Key Bridge yesterday. Because, you know, Kristen brought up a good point. Who would play the skipper, though? Who would be the skipper in that? Ben Cardin could be Thurston Howell. Angela Alsobrooks as Ginger. Sarah Alfrith maybe as Marianne. I think we're on to something here, folks. Who would be the professor? All right. We'll get your thoughts on that. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up in this hour, Mayor Scott's sidestep buddies checkered past. The Democrats have a DSA problem in their midst, and we'll get to Greg Bovino's bombshell here momentarily. But Kristen, I think, has a contribution on the Gilligan's Island cast.
Well, I was just going to say, you're right. I mean, everything is getting remade today in the woke DEI diverse version. So why not Westmore as the new Gilligan's Island? Maybe Johnny O should be the, I don't know, who was the tallest person?
Who would be Gilligan?
Maybe that would be.
Who would be? Would it be Westmore?
I think that's Westmore.
All right, Westmore would be.
He's the leader.
We've agreed Westmore now is Gilligan. And maybe Johnny Zero would be skipper. He had the hat.
Maybe. Who was the tallest person on Gilligan's Island?
That's a good question.
The professor was attractive. There's just no one. Oh, I don't
wait
see
a
anyone
minute.
That...
Does Mike Rowe know about this?
He might now if he listens.
No. Yeah. And Mrs. Howell. We need Mrs. Howell as well.
I don't know. Maybe Cardin's.
Maybe that's Shelley Moore Capito.
I think.
She was there yesterday as well. In any event.
I don't know.
It's crazy.
There's plenty.
It is. All right, and that was a three-hour tour all about Westmore. You missed it. Look, today's horrifying headlines about illegal aliens, and there's a method to my madness, so bear with me here. An illegal alien released into the U.S. by a lawless Biden regime, protected by California's dangerous sanctuary laws, murdered an elderly Air Force veteran at his home in Utah, and then fled to Vegas. Axel Eduardo Chavez Marroquin, 24 years of age, pulled up in a Honda Civic in a ski mask and opened fire on the Air Force veteran. Why, we don't know. But Chavez Marroquin has a violent history, repeatedly sheltered by California's sanctuary policies. 28-year-old man identified as a Guatemalan illegal alien has been indicted for killing his baby daughter at their home in Fairfax County, Virginia, earlier this year. Masaya Lopez Gomez, indicted by a grand jury on charges of aggravated murder and felony child abuse in connection with the death of his 3-year-old daughter in March.
More than 100 illegal aliens from Haiti with convictions for violent offenses and child sex crimes in the United States deported to their native country last week, thanks to DHS. And so we have those just, you know, again, every day I could do this. And the reason why I bring it up is that nearly 50 House Republicans now have pushed a bill letting illegal alien farm workers off the hook. Okay, there were four Democrat sponsors, and nearly 50 House Republicans signed on to this. And we'll get into the names here in just a second. But Greg Bovino, remember him? He was formerly with Border Patrol. He did an interview with podcaster Brianna Morello. Brianna used to be a producer at Fox, and she there was absolutely a massive number that he came with. I've never heard this number before. We're going to share it with you here momentarily. It'll blow your mind on how many illegal aliens he thinks are in the country. 713 traffic and weather on the freeze. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There's a report of a single vehicle accident. I think I just saw the medic unit going down southbound 95 after White Marsh Boulevard and before the Beltway. And the report said the vehicle ran off the road, hit the guardrail, one person involved, but no serious injuries, but they wanted a medic. So I just saw the medic going south. There's no impact right now, but with the medic unit there, if you're traveling south from White Marsh on 95, heads up as you're going down to the Beltway, and we'll keep an eye on that. But it's pretty wide right there, and you have the express lanes as well. Baltimore County in the last half an hour or so had that wreck on the Parkville side, Hartford Road, just inside the Beltway, and some slowing now on the Beltway as we continue near Hartford Road. Not too bad there. Let me look at Green Spring real quick. And that's doing okay. And then Liberty Road on the west side, very good there as well. From Liberty Road, a minor slowing now, just as you're getting down near the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Stay weather alert day today. Hot and humid. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Chance for some severe storms this afternoon and evening with heavy downpours, damaging winds and hail and rain through tomorrow morning. Right now, 75 downtown Baltimore under cloudy skies. Time for a MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, update on ongoing war with Iran. U.S. CENTCOM announced the 10th consecutive night of strikes against Iran, ordered by President Trump. It began at 4 p.m. Eastern yesterday. The strikes are designed to further degrade Iranian military capabilities used to attack commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. This was after two ships were hit near the strait. Iran is firing additional strikes at Jordan and also Bahrain and Kuwait. And now the Houthis are trying to establish a blockade of Saudi Arabia, trying to widen the war, if you will. And you might as well take the Houthis out along with Hamas and the Hezbollahs and Iran once and for all and rid the Middle East of this nasty cancer, which has been allowed to metastasize under previous presidents for 47 years. This president's going to be the one that kills the cancer. Thank God. But he's also demanding that the rest of the players and actors in the Middle East sign on to the Abraham Accords. And I think the attack of these other individuals will certainly, I think, will go a long way to a lasting Middle East peace. But the problem is that right now you need to have a little bit of intestinal fortitude, some guts. And I think some of these Arab countries are starting to lean that way. And the fact they continue to attacking them only will benefit that Abraham Accords down the road. I understand we have a traffic situation that is pending right now. Chuck's got the update for us. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. Apparently there was another wreck, and I heard something about this, and I just found it southbound 95 before the bridge at Joppa Road, because one report came in and said it was the single vehicle was south of White Marsh. But this might actually be the wreck. And a tractor trailer just pulled away. State highways there now. They're blocking the left-hand lane. And there is a single vehicle involved here. So closer to the bridge at Joppa Road, which means an impact there for the traffic south from Mountain Road, and we can see traffic already exiting there. So I just want to give you a quick update southbound. Thanks, Phil.
Thank you, sir, for the update. Appreciate that. President Trump says Iran will pay for killing U.S. troops many times over after three, now four, U.S. service members have been killed in action from over the weekend.
Well, we feel very badly, but, you know, those great people, those great patriots were out there fighting that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. Iran has been very, very badly damaged. They've lost everything almost militarily. They've got very little left. They've got some missiles. They've got some drones. They've got some manufacturing ability, not much. We control the strait. They don't control anything. So we'll see what happens. But we hit them very hard again tonight. And we did that in honor of the probably three. It's probably three as opposed to two. Great patriots.
Yeah, and again, this is they're going to be punished, and I think what's happening here, as I said yesterday, they need to secure the island, Karg Island, which is the main fuel and oil depot for Iran, cut them off from being able to access that, and, of course, continue to pound their infrastructure and open the Strait of Hormuz, which will diplomatically help. In the long run, politically here at home, it will help. And, of course, militarily, when you cut them off from their fuel supplies, then they won't be able to respond with just about anything. Can't move missiles around. If can't carry them by hand, that's for sure. President Trump says Bibi Netanyahu will not be arrested after Kami Mamdani says he was exploring ways to arrest him during the U.N. General Assembly in New York. This guy's a real piece of work. This is what happens when you get low turnout and people not engaged. You get communists, socialists, and others in the country. Senator Darlene Graham announcing she's running for the full Senate term to replace brother Lindsey Graham. So the coronation of Lindsey's sister, she was on with Sean Hannity last night. Nancy Mace is now pulled out. She's not running. But there are other people, with all due respect to Darlene Graham, who are more qualified, who would be better options. And I'm mystified by why they think Darlene Graham would be in the long term. Short term, I understand it. Okay, but in the long term, why they think she would be a great candidate. President Trump saying that the Canadian wildfire smoke is basically the fault of Canada failing to properly manage its forests, threatening to factor the economic cost of the smoke into tariffs on Canadian imports, which now began yesterday. Good news that the appeals court has affirmed a 5-year prison term for the source who leaked President Trump's tax information to the New York Times and ProPublica. So that now going to be taken seriously. Even better news that President Trump has had his Executive Order 14399 upheld by an appeals court. That is the mail-in verification rule. It would direct the U.S. Postal Service to create a rule whereby any state that intends to send mail-in ballots to voters, including Maryland, must provide a list of those eligible to participate in federal elections, or the post office shall not transmit those ballots. The obvious goal is to keep ballots from reaching people who are not eligible to vote. This has produced several lawsuits, but last Friday, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals issued a temporary stay on the lower court ruling, and that has opened things up for President Trump. And here's a story that almost you will never hear. Jennifer Hudson did the national anthem at the World Cup final on Sunday from the Meadowlands. People probably don't know the connection to President Trump with Jennifer Hudson. You might recall that Jennifer Hudson's entire family was murdered in Chicago. And in the wake of that family tragedy, Jennifer Hudson got a helping hand from President Trump, then Donald Trump. Hudson and some of her family members have been staying at the Trump International Hotel and Tower in Chicago. Trump has been picking up the tab. This is back in, I think, 2008, if I'm not mistaken. I remember the quote from Trump to People magazine was, "They're safe. She's a great girl. We're protecting them all." Hudson had been staying at the hotel since arriving in Chicago the day her mother and brother were found murdered and her nephew was found missing. Since checking into the hotel, the Oscar winner and former Idol star has rarely left the hotel, but we now find out President Trump picked up the entire tab for Jennifer Hudson. And that's something that the rest of the media just don't report, fail to report, or choose to ignore. And that's the way it was 548 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
YMCA, it's fun to stay at the YMCA.
721, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
coming! Ugh, what am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call MadePro! Call MadePro! Call MadePro!
I know. I'll call MadePro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call MadePro, 410-529-5960 or MadePro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Here's a vote from Marty. He says Larry Hogan should be skipper on the Gilligan's Island boat. All right.
That means it'd be sunk by itself.
Well, never gets out of dry dock in that case. 723, traffic weather on the threes. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, here's the wreck. Southbound 95. Again, the initial report said southbound after White Marsh down to the Beltway. Saw a medic unit going there. And that was a report of a single vehicle that hit the guardrail. Then did a little looking around. I started seeing traffic backing up on the ramp at Mountain Road. I said, now, why are they backing up all the way back there? Well, came down a little further, right here by the bridge at Joppa Road. Here's the single vehicle that hit the guardrail, and now the medic unit is there, and everybody's blocking the left side of the roadway. So as you're coming south from Mountain Road, you get down at Raphael Road through there. You'll stay to the right, come by the accident scene, and then after that, looks like we'll be okay down to the Beltway. But right now, at least a fire truck and a medic unit there, along with the state police, and delays coming south from Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25, the Weather Authority forecast. Stay weather alert day today. Hot, humid today. Upper 80s. Chance for severe storms this afternoon with heavy downpours, damaging winds, hail, rain all the way through Wednesday morning. Right now, it's 77 in Pasadena, and you are on KCN Company. So, again, what's happening here is we've been told in the year and a half, President Trump has been in his second term. This is a rough guess, you know, but the numbers provided by DHS. But approximately 1 million illegal aliens have been deported in the 18 months since he's been sworn in the second time. And so far this year, about 365,000 have been deported. Now, that's might say that's a lot, but it really isn't in the scope of things, because when you count the illegal aliens, the known border crossers, the asylum seekers, the gotaways we just have no idea, the people that overstay their visas, etc., it's much worse than you think. And former Border Patrol, career Border Patrol agent Greg Bovino, who was retired because of the Minnesota nonsense that happened out there. Look, I think that, with all due respect to Christy Noem and Mark Wayne Mullen, I think that Tom Holman should be heading up the DHS, but or even Bovino. People that are career immigration individuals should be doing it, not people part of the Millionaires Club in the Senate or part of the Uniparty. I'm sorry to say that. I don't think it should be a politico. I think it should be a career agent. Greg Bovino was on with Brianna Morella. She's a former Fox News producer, has a podcast, and he unveiled some of the numbers that he believes that are in this country illegally, and it is just, it'll blow your mind.
Actually, it's 107 million. I revised that a couple of weeks ago with all the H-1B Indian visa overstays and some other groups. But for argument's sake, let's say 100 million. How did I arrive at that? I always go back to about 1975, when I could find the very first figure in my research, and this is based on research, my very first figure I could find was approximately 15 million in 1975. That was primarily based in places like California, Oregon, Washington, some of the agriculture states, but 12 or 15 million in 1975. Well, you know, they're still saying 15 million in 2026. That alone tells you, you know what? We better take a little closer look at this number and revise that number to where it should be. So I did additional research. I read some scientific research papers there during my Border Patrol career. And I remember there was one report in particular that I looked at. It was a Bear Stearns report. Bear Stearns was a financial institution from about 20 years ago. I believe it went defunct there with the housing crash. But they did a really good report that said approximately 20 to 30 million illegal aliens lived in the United States in 2006. And the reason I looked at that is it was one of the very first reports that put it above the 15 million, actually doubled it. And that was a financial institution that did not have any reason to be political. They wanted to look at that number to further their fiduciary interests in the banking world for no other reason than that. So they commissioned a study, and I thought that was that was pretty important. That was 2006. That's 20 years ago, Brianna, and what I've seen in the past 20 years has been unbelievable. And I still believe that the Bear Stearns report was a little low, but what I saw come across that border with my own eyes as a border security professional, someone that kind of kept track of that, was absolutely astounding under every president. Or you know, we're talking, you know, Bush and Obama, all of them, and then most especially Joe Biden. So say there's a million a year for those 20 years. There you're up to 50 million right there. But then you add those 4 years of Biden, and you know, I'm thinking 30 to 40 million there under Joe Biden. But we really don't know, because 80% of the border was wide open under Joe Biden. We don't know what came across.
Absolutely. 107 million by his estimates. And, you know, I've often said it could be 35 to 40 million. But once again, we just don't know with gotaways and the overstays. It's probably much worse. That's one third of our population. 25 to 30% of our population may be here illegally, either through crossing the border or visa overstays, whatever the case may be. And that's the dirty little secret that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the Democrats and the Unit Party, you know, they rely on that for the future of the Democrat, you know, voting interests, and of course for cheap labor as well. That's why we got to get a grip on it, and I think we need somebody else in there. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, in from Maggie Hunter, here's Jill Powell.
Good morning. It's 7:30. Here are your local WCBM news headlines. Maryland Senate Minority Leader Steve Hershey and other state Republicans say the upcoming special session will deliver nothing for residents. Lawmakers will return to Annapolis from August 3rd to the 5th to consider congressional redistricting standards. Hershey says the session has nothing to do with Maryland's future and everything to do with Governor Moore's. Meantime, the anticipated cost of the special session remains a mystery. Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen says he is working to bring up his war powers resolution this week to put every senator on record regarding the war in Iran. In a social media post, Van Hollen asks how many people must die and how high must prices go before Trump and his administration see it as a senseless war and it needs to end now. He says Secretary of War Pete Hegseth will have to answer for this mess when he testifies before the Senate Appropriations Committee today. The Baltimore City Council will be holding a hearing this week on the impact of ICE activity on students, families, and schools. The hearing will take place on Thursday. The public is invited to testify, listen, and participate in a discussion about how students and their families can best be supported and protected. And Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott will be announcing the talent lineup today for this year's Charm City Live Festival. In addition to naming the performers, the mayor will be announcing additional details about the festival. It is scheduled to take place on Saturday, September 5th at War Memorial Plaza. Your winning Maryland lottery number is next.
Hey, everyone. Kim Plasek here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh, yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar. Come out and compete or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting. The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and cart.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
The second annual Kim Klasick Putting Social is brought to you by the Smile Design Center and RBC Wealth Management, featuring Tim Herb's Morning Market Flash.
Here are the latest Maryland winning lottery numbers. Pick 3, 810, pick 4, 5796. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time for traffic and weather in the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
The wreck on 95 South at Joppa Road is now confined to the shoulder. The fire department has left the scene, just a trooper there with the vehicle that was involved. So all the lanes are open. We're moving traffic through once again. You might want to just stay out of that left-hand lane, getting a little bit close to the trooper there. But, I mean, it is open. You can take advantage of it. And we now have four lanes going south. So if you're back there at Mountain Road and you're thinking about getting off, going over to Pulaski Highway, you're going to have a little backup ahead of you. But now we're moving again with all the lanes clear. And I think in about 15 to 20 minutes, we should be back to normal now through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Weather alert today. Strong to severe storms move in this afternoon and this evening. Downpours, damaging winds, hail and tornadoes all possible. Highs in the very hot and humid upper 80s. Showers and some storms will continue to be a threat tonight with lows in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Four big errors contributing to the 0-6-5 loss to the Red Sox last night at Fenway. And then Caleb Durbin finished the Birds off.
Swinging a high fly ball left field. This is deep.
Dave O'Brien had the call on the New England Sports Network. Durbin's tie-breaking home run over the Monster last night, with two outs in the eighth, no less, gave the Red Sox that 6-5 win over the Birds, extending Boston's winning streak to 14 and ending the Orioles at 7. Now, the Birds were scrappy, no doubt, three lead changes and three ties in the game, but manager Albernaz citing the errors in the postgame.
The one that hurt the most was the JJ one, you know, because it kept the inning going. And they scored a run off that. I mean, Shane thought he was 12 years old again, back to his shortstop days, and threw it sidearm. But
terrible throw by Shane Boz on a comebacker to the hill that got past Alonso at first base. And a sidebar, last night's game was just the second time in MLB history that two opponents have entered a matchup while both holding win streaks that spanned at least seven games and added up to at least 20 games. The only previous instance was back in 1884 when the St. Louis Maroons had 12 straight wins, the Washington Nationals had 11, and they faced off. Elsewhere in baseball, the Mariners moved past the Rangers last night in the AL West, courtesy of a big mistake by Cincinnati.
They are intentionally walking the left on left
to get to Cal Raleigh hitting from the right side.
Fly ball! Blasted! Way back and gone! Grand slam, Cal Raleigh!
Aaron Goldsmith had the call on Mariners TV. Hasn't been a great year for Cal Raleigh, but it was a great night. The Mariners blanked the Reds 8-0. Seattle now first place in the AL West. Meanwhile, as the NFL season starts up, a renewed push on the part of its players, calling for a league-wide switch to natural grass, arguing the change is worth the cost for player safety. Now, FIFA demanded that all World Cup games be played on natural grass, and NFL players led by Niners tight end George Kittle saying the transition from turf to grass at venues like MetLife Stadium and SoFi Stadium proves the NFL could play on grass year-round if owners really gave a you-know-what. An FYI that M&T Bank Stadium features a natural grass playing surface, specifically a mixture of Bermuda grass and rye. And finally, the votes have all been counted and the results are in. We're talking about a poll conducted by The Athletic asking sports fans after the World Cup, what is your soccer fan status? Over 32,000 votes were counted, and here are the results. votes. All in on soccer, 35%. Newly in love with soccer, 10%. I like it, but I'm still not sure, 31%. And I am out completely, 23.5%. The time now is 7:37. When we return, should a 60-yard field goal be worth 4 points?
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're a contractor, before your next kitchen or remodeling project, talk to Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. They understand what contractors need. Fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality materials that help the job look right. From cabinets to countertops, they help you get what you need without slowing the project down. Visit their Baltimore County showroom or go to elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com and tell them Sean Casey sent you.
First of all, where are you on the soccer spectrum? All in? Newly in love? I'm not sure. I'm out.
I'm not sure.
Me too.
Yeah. I put me in that category.
I love arena soccer. You know, I used to call the Black
right,
for years.
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
it. It's a great game. Outdoor soccer has too many ifs, ands, or buts in it.
I don't. As I said, I don't like the ascending clock. I just think
I don't like the flopping.
They have to do something. The flopping is horrible. I think they need to do something to create. I did like the game where 10 goals were scored. I thought that was a
6-4,
great game.
Yeah. It was basically a hockey game.
But that game, the first half of the World Cup final was a snoozer, and then things didn't pick up in the second half. It got a little interesting.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm just not sure, to tell you the truth.
But look, it's kind of religion to these other countries. I mean, let's face it, they live and die on every, you know, a ball, every goal, every again. And we have so many different sports here. We've got, you know, football and baseball and basketball and hockey and golf and horse racing.
Well, our whole sports structure is different than the rest of the world. And it has to do with capitalism, obviously, TV rights, et cetera, money. But yeah, no, I totally agree. Let me get to this 60-yard field goal being worth 4 points. So this is what they do in the UFL. Okay, and I'm not saying we should take everything from the UFL,
right.
but the NFL did take something from the UFL, and that was the revamped kickoff rules, which increased kickoff, hate them too, but they did increase the kickoff returns, which was the goal, from 20% to 75%.
I thought the goal was to reduce injury.
And more create a little bit more excitement for TV. Again, the sports structure of our country.
Yes.
Okay. So they did this in the UFL. 60-yard field goals are worth 4 points. And they made, I think it was like last year in the NFL, they tried 17 and they made 12 or something like that. So it was about a 60% rate. Mm-hmm. Think about it. It's a 21-17 game, Sean. We've seen this a million times before. You got to score a touchdown to win, right, with 15 seconds left.
Right.
But if you have the ball at the 43-yard line, you can try a 60-yard field goal to tie it up. I think it adds an extra layer of excitement.
Yeah.
I'm not against it.
What if you miss it, you lose 2 points?
Well, if you miss it, you lose the game.
Well, I mean, at the end of the game, but
right.
I'm saying you could try a field goal anytime during the game.
Okay,
you can try a
60-yard
field goal.
All right, it's true.
Yeah.
Well, no, you can't lose points for trying. So you can't go backwards. You can't go backwards in sports.
Yes, you can.
What sport takes away points?
There have been goals taken away in hockey.
Yeah, but you don't lose points, though.
Yeah, well, the point goes on the board, and then they pull it off.
Right, but they pull it off because of a reason.
Well, this would be the reason.
It shouldn't have been there in the first place.
I just think it favors teams with big leg kickers.
Okay, well, then go get a big leg kicker.
Well, they're not, you know, again, they're not dime a dozen there. But, it, you know, look at it. Leave it at 3 points. I think you just leave it at 3 points.
I like it. I think the game needs to evolve a little bit.
Very good. Thanks, Gary.
Yep.
7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Democrats have a problem. It is Democrat Socialist, a.k.a. Marxists, Communists, you name it. And we saw with what happened with the Nazi Graham Plattner, his replacement. Sorry, Ashley Webb. That was the the dude in a dress. Troy Jackson has secured that main Senate Democrat nomination. He's keeping with the Plattner platform. This is a guy that once threw a water bottle at a woman, so you got that. But they're also, of course, he's the one that, and by the way, there's no democracy here. The superdelegates are the ones picking Troy Jackson up in Maine. But a Democrat socialist immigrant candidate, she's beat Diane DeGette in Colorado. Her name is Malat Quiros, the Democrat nominee for Colorado's 1st Congressional District. She recently spoke at some event in Denver, and about her experience as a black immigrant living in America and her campaign. But listen to what she says needs to happen here in the good old U.S. of A. Regarding the global South.
I think it's particularly important, not just for our community in Tigray, but communities of the global South, period, right? There's a certain reckoning that we are going to have with the global world order as it exists today. And the way that it fundamentally will have to shift going forward, right? The responsibility that we have as Americans, the recognition that is going to be required of us, of the exploitative and extractive nature that we play on the global scale and the global stage, is only going to be challenged if we are getting represented by people who understand that on a fundamental level, right? And that means getting more immigrants into office. That means getting more people who have heritage in the global South into office, because that's where those decisions are made specifically.
So Kuros here is saying that the only way to stop America from exploiting the world is to push for more mass migration from the global South, get more immigrants who look just like her elected to office. And in doing so, she argues, will help build this new global world order. Well, this is what's called the Great Replacement theory and scheme. And this has been the end game for the Democrats for decades now, but they're usually a little more subtle with it. But here she takes the bullhorn and blares it with an added twist that, oh yeah, we want to replace the white man, the white female. We want to, again, the a rush of the global South and immigrants coming into the United States and get them elected to office so we can destroy capitalism, we can change the Constitution, we can abolish the Senate, we can abolish prisons. You know, they just announced their agenda just a couple of weeks ago, and now they're saying this is how we're going to get it done. And so they're telling you right to your face how they're going to do it. All right, come up next, we'll hear from Hassan Piker and Jamie Raskin. Right now, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Reserve your spot to match wits with Chuck and Kristen, but do it immediately. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. And once again, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. As I said, I thought the 15, 20 minutes we'd start to clear out with that wreck that was on 95 South around the bridge at Joppa Road, and now it's beginning to clear and beginning to look a lot better on the southbound side. And right now the pace is good after Joppa Road down through White Marsh Boulevard, and even up ahead it's not too bad with a brief delay on 895 southbound 95 through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The lanes are open, but the good news is most of the backup which we had earlier is pretty much gone now for the traffic after Mountain Road in Harford County. So at least we recovered and got back to just a normal pace right now on the southbound side. The wreck earlier that was southbound I-83 up around the state line has pretty much cleared. That's also doing okay there. JFX, you're good from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Stop in, see Bernie today, or make an appointment, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Once again, last chance for you to play Choose Your Fake News, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Got a call now if you want to get a chance to pick up some WCBM merchandise and match wits with Kristen and Chuck. Give us a call. Right now, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It is a stay weather alert day today based on an unstable weather pattern. We've got hot and humid conditions, highs in the upper 80s, chance for severe thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening, some with heavy downpours and damage. Winds and even some hail in the forecast as well. And that rain should last all the way through tomorrow morning. So be forewarned, it is going to be, again, one of those days. Right now, we're looking at 78 and cloudy in Annapolis. Downtown Baltimore is 76. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. And we've got some WCBM merchandise up for grabs for you today. So all you have to do is pick the incorrect or fake news story And that will get you the win. And, of course, Maggie is off today, so our panel is just Kristen and Chuck. It's the Gal Pal team once again.
Just Kristen and
just
Chuck.
Just Kristen
Jeez,
and
sorry,
Chuck.
Well, Maggie's, Maggie.
Maggie's been hot lately, and so because she's been down in the dumps thinking that she's been dragging up the rear. So
well, she is now because she ain't here.
That's right. All right, Helen in Towson is our contestant. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, or third?
Third.
All right. Good luck to you. Here are your stories today. Story number one, it is the toy company, a new toy hit the market. It's unlike something most people has ever seen. It's called the My Mini Baby Mom and Surprise Doll. It features a pregnant doll with a removable stomach that contains a very realistic amniotic sac with a tiny plastic baby and slime inside.
Ooh. Nice.
To birth the baby, all you do is remove the doll's stomach, pull out the sack, and squeeze until you can push the baby out along with some goo.
That's nice. That's what they said when I was born.
Yes. It's a little, well, look, it's Goober.
That was my name for the first 10 years.
It was. Especially in Irvington. Here comes Goobs. Story two.
I've been sliding ever since.
Busch Gardens Williamsburg in Virginia is preparing to host its annual Pride Day event this Sunday, promoting it as a family-friendly celebration that includes performances by drag queens billed as LGBTQ plus stars. And story three, a Biden judge has awarded an illegal alien convicted of killing Ruby Garcia $1.5 million in damages from the Trump administration. After President Trump used his crime in campaign ads, Garcia was killed by Brandon Ortiz Vitae, and now he claims he needs counseling and is also demanding U.S. citizenship, but the judge just gave him $1.5 million, and that was it. Mm-hmm. All right, story one, toy company debuts a pregnant doll featuring amniotic sac with some slime. Story two, Busch Gardens hosting family-friendly Pride Day with degenerate drag queens. Or story three, a judge awards an illegal alien who killed a woman $1.5 million for damages from the Trump administration. All right, what are you thinking, Chuck?
Three.
Chuck goes for story number three. Kristen?
Yeah, there's been a lot of weird toy ideas, so I think that could be true. And I don't know what's happened to Williamsburg and Busch Gardens and all that, but I could definitely see the gay day being true. So I think I'm also going to number three. I hope that's fake.
Right, Kristen goes for story three. Helen?
I'm so flabbergasted, I don't know what to say. Let me think.
Okay. Mother said.
I guess I'm going to go with number one.
All right. Helen goes for story number one. She said she was flabbergasted. Chuck was just flabbered. So I just want to make sure you...
That's nice. That's nice. Thank you, Mr. Casey.
You're welcome.
To you too.
You're welcome, Mr. Whitaker. Story number two, the family-friendly Drag Queen Day at Busch Gardens is a true story. And story number one, the pregnant doll featuring amniotic sac filled with slime is also true. Helen, sorry about that, but that is a true story. Story three is fake news, and Helen, thanks for playing the game. Appreciate you listening and playing. The guy is suing Trump for $75 million, but has not
Good luck with that.
Has not won anything yet.
Yet, but there are a lot of bad judges out there, so
yeah, there
who knows?
Are. Who knows, indeed.
Hopefully not.
All right, thanks, Kristen. Thanks, Chuck.
Congratulations, Chuck.
Oh, it's the Gal Pal teaming up. Let's pat each other on the back.
I mean, it's just the Gal Pal team. It's
just
no Maggie.
The Gal Pal team.
You know, we try.
All right. Very good. Congratulations.
I want the merchandise.
That's right.
Yeah,
you
I want
your
my
merchandise?
Pen.
Okay. I've got a WCBM branded stapler I think I can send your way.
Nice.
Will it have any staples?
It's, you wait a minute. It
staples
says
included?
68 WCBM, a Metro Media company. So
oh, yeah.
That's going back a ways.
Dug up from Painter's Mill Road.
It's been carbon dated.
Yes.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 7:51, and coming up next, more from the struggle between the Democrats and the Democrat Socialists, and this might clearly benefit Republicans heading into the midterms. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland.
Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:53, once again, an update with the traffic weather on the threes with Flabber Johnson.
I'm going to go with that for a while. Okay. That's good. Stretch it out as far as you can. That's fine. That's how you work. I know how
that's Flubber, not
Jake
Flubber.
Einstein would be proud of you. The outer loop of the Beltway is a little bit slow as you travel over from Hartford Road to Providence Road. The inner loop again today, very heavy right there at Green Spring through the JFX. Then it gets better over towards 83. No reports of any problems through there. And the west side, heavy traffic, but at least we're all moving right now from Liberty Road down through I-70 and down to Route 40, getting better after Frederick Road. Some slowing, nothing major, going into both the harbor tunnels at 95. We'll have a little bit of a speed reduction here, moving south from Camden Yards and out to the Beltway on the southwest side of the city, but the lanes are open, just a brief slowdown and a speed reduction now through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. A weather alert day today. Hot, humid, upper 80s. Chance for severe storms later this afternoon and evening. Heavy downpours, damaging winds, hail, rain all the way through tomorrow morning. Right now we're looking at 75 in Bel Air, and it is 75 in Dundalk as well. Top Democrats joining alongside socialist candidates and communist influencer Hassan Piker this past weekend in D.C. at the 2026 College Democrats of America Summer Convention, which was really more of like a Democrat Socialist Convention. Speakers at the event, including our own radical Jamie Raskin, gun control poster child David Hogg, Colorado Socialist House candidate Milot Kiros, we played her just moments ago, Ohio House candidate Christina Knickerbocker, and Hassan Piker. Piker delivered his speech and mouths the dung like a tire, demanding no more Trumpism, and it says no to more Democrats who are about compromise.
No more to Trumpism, but no more to the Democrats who compromise, who conciliate, and who betray us. No more to the fascist reactionaries, but no more to the Democrats who will collaborate and cooperate with the fascists, who will fund ICE, who will fund Israel, who will help poison the planet, who will stiff workers and help bosses. We don't need those Democrats anymore. In fact, we have a message. We are coming. We are unbossed. We're unbought. We're unbound. Thank you.
Now, these are college Democrats that are cheering this insanity on. Next up was Radical Jamie Raskin delivering an unhinged speech going after the Trump administration and conservatives.
We're the ones standing up for democracy and human rights all over the world. That's who we are. That's our assignment. And what are they doing? They're siding with the autocrats, the kleptocrats, the theocrats, the plutocrats, but we're the Democrats, and we're standing up for democracy wherever it's under attack around the world. And guess where it's under attack? Right here in the United States of America. Right here. Our whole Constitution is under attack. These people are constitutional illiterates, and they're savage destroyers of our Constitution. We need to go out and give them a constitutional lesson.
Sure, we'll take one. You've got those, the radicals, the American Marxist movement, versus some Democrats who are saying that the Democrats are in deep doo-doo if they continue to allow this radical, unhinged wing take over the party.
Democrats are cowardly.
Yeah.
They're cowardly. Their party is being taken over now by, you know, every day I hear about a new, very radical. I feel very good about, like 10 whenever years ago, like I did lose fans because, you know, I wasn't going to go along with some of this crazy stuff on the left too. I didn't change really on what I thought about the right, but just I can't sit and just not notice stuff, which people seem to want to do because it's all about my team or your team. But yeah, there's some crazy stuff, you know, when we're cheering for the Intifada, I'm out.
That's Bill Maher, who once did compare President Trump to Hitler. He's never renounced that, to my knowledge. But here's a sort of a moderate Democrat, lifelong Democrat who served on Bill Clinton's National Security Council, Jamie Metzl. He's a human rights, civil rights advocate, deep roots in the Democrat Party establishment. He says the socialist takeover of the party is a fundamental threat to America. Well, at least some Democrats that recognize that. Vinny Steele has got all sorts of programs to help sell your home. There's the Fix It to Sell program that if your home needs some repair and you don't feel like dealing with the contractors and spending the money up front, Vinny will do that for you and then subtract whatever the costs are at settlement. There's the Trade Your Home In program, much like you would a vehicle. And there's the Sell Your Home, Stay In Your Home program, which works. You can sell your home and stay in it for up to 12 months while you don't have to worry about selling your home. You have the luxury to look for the your next home as well. So these are just some of the many programs, but the big one is the guarantee. Once you agree on price and time frame, the Vinny will you sign on the dotted line, your home is guaranteed to sell because of the 12,000 or so people in his database ready to buy it. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515 or online at vinnysteele.com. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It is 10 nights and counting for the stepped-up U.S. assaults on Iran.
U.S. military footage of warplanes taking off and targets in Iran being hit early Tuesday. The aim to further degrade Iranian military capabilities used to attack commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. And Tehran again struck back, attacking a tanker in the strait, forcing its crew to abandon ship.
The punitive nature of these strikes.
Jason Campbell at the Middle East Institute.
If they were going to pull the regime to the negotiating table under better terms, I think that would have happened by now.
Pakistan continues to press its diplomatic efforts. I'm Ben Thomas.
Bertha is big. Getting bigger all the time. The tropical storm is bulking up out in the Gulf of America. The National Hurricane Center's Philippe Papin is urging people along the Gulf Coast keep an eye on the storm and Whatever you do, don't go into the water.
We do have tropical storm watches and warnings in effect for portions of the Florida Panhandle, coastal Alabama, Mississippi, and then also the Louisiana coastline. And in fact, the city of New Orleans, the metro area, is currently under a tropical storm watch.
Bertha is expected to sweep ashore, moving inland along coastal Louisiana tomorrow evening into Thursday morning. Five people died in a river near Columbus, Ohio, over the weekend. Four of them went into the water to help a swimmer in distress, and they, too, wound up in trouble. Ultimately, all lost their lives. President Trump says the steep tariffs that he has planned for many Canadian imports are in retaliation for Canada, discriminating against a range of American imports. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open. Dow futures up 139 points, while the NASDAQ futures are ahead 390 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When I was feeling the stress of too much credit card debt, I looked at two different options, debt settlement and debt management. They may sound the same, but guess what? They're not. Debt settlement seemed like a quick fix, but I found out it would destroy my credit, create tax headaches, and hit me with huge fees. They actually told me to stop paying my bills. No way. Not me. Then I turned to a debt management plan developed by the team at Trinity. They worked with my creditors, lowered my payments, reduced my interest, saved me thousands, and paid off my debt. And Trinity is a Christian company, which is important to me.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 8:03. Time for a traffic and weather update on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Good morning. Back up toward Annapolis has arrived, but it's the usual delay. It's right there at the top of the hill, I-97 southbound, right at the merge on Route 32. It gets better after the bridge at 178. And then you're clear at the bottom of all of that at I-97, right at the ramp at Route 50. No problems, no delays at the Bay Bridge. Two lanes eastbound, three lanes right now on the westbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Weather alert today. Strong to severe storms move in this afternoon and this evening. Downpours, damaging winds, hail and tornadoes all possible. Highs in the very hot and humid upper 80s. Showers and some storms will continue to be a threat tonight with lows in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's cloudy and 77 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Maryland lawmakers will return for a three-day session on August 3rd, but they are keeping mum on how much it will cost taxpayers. The Baltimore Sun posed that question to the Senate President, House Speaker, and the Governor, but none responded. The Sun reports cost estimates were made public in the past. Lawmakers will consider legislation to place a constitutional amendment before voters in November that would change how Maryland redraws its congressional districts. Members of Maryland's congressional delegation and the chairs of two key congressional committees joined Governor Wes Moore for a boat tour Monday. They toured the site where the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed 2 years ago. The visit highlighted the construction progress being made there and the need for continued federal funding support. The estimated cost of the bridge has jumped from $1.7 billion to $5.2 billion. And a Carroll County judge has sentenced a former Montgomery County police officer for possessing child pornography. 48-year-old Mark Burho pleaded guilty in March. The judge imposed a sentence of 1 year on home detention and 15 years on the sex offender registry. Here are the latest winning Maryland lottery numbers, pick 3, 810, pick 4, 5796. At 8:05, I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Steiner Sports is up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, Call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, it was a tough loss for the Birds last night, committing four boots in the field, part of a 6-5 loss to the Red Sox, who have now won 14 in a row. O's had their seven-game streak snapped. Jeremiah Jackson, who committed one of the boots in the postgame.
Two really good teams going at it. Yeah, I mean, we can compete with anybody.
Shane Baz started for Baltimore. He was efficient, but committed a boot himself.
I made a real bad play on that little swing and bunt. Got stuck in my glove a little bit, but, you know, we made some great plays, too.
They did, but the three errors in the third led in two unearned runs, and ultimately that was the difference in the game. While the Birds were booting the game to the Red Sox, the Guardians were playing long ball with the Twins. Matt Underwood had the call on Guardians TV. Seven home runs in all for Cleveland last night. Guardians beat Minnesota 13-4, the final in Cleveland. NFL blotter news. Former Steelers and, for a minute, Ravens running back Le'Veon Bell was arrested Sunday in Ohio. The former NFL All-Pro was taken into custody, according to the Canton Repository, for falling behind on child support payments. Bell was in Ohio on Sunday to take part in a meet and greet at a mall in Canton, and the arrest went down at some point shortly after the event. Coming up in 30 minutes, Baltimore's own Angel Reese back in the news. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, you know, I've been saying that affordability is the issue here in this upcoming gubernatorial election. You got the tax increases, retirees, you have the skyrocketing electric bills, and so on and so forth. Our next guest is Randy Altshuler. He's a Maryland entrepreneur, business leader, and father who co-founded and served as CEO of North Bethesda-based Exometry, an AI-powered manufacturing marketplace founded in Maryland, now publicly traded. And over more than 25 years, Randy has built companies, created jobs, worked to strengthen Maryland's economy, and last week he launched the Maryland Affordability Project. He joins us now on our Newsmaker Hotline. Randy, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Sean, thanks so much for having me.
It's our pleasure. So why'd you decide to kind of step down, walk away a little bit, and decide to launch the Maryland Affordability Project?
Yeah, well, now that I've stepped away as being CEO of my company, I want to focus more time on Maryland's future, and we have an affordability crisis. It's reached a tipping point, and simply too many families are working harder every year, but we're falling further behind. And everything has gotten more expensive, and for everybody, for young people, older people, families, small businesses, startups, and unfortunately people are voting with their feet and they're leaving our state, and we're ranking near the bottom of every sort of financial metric. It's bad. It's at that tipping point.
Yeah, and of course, I know the governor is blaming a lot on the federal workers being laid off by the Trump administration, and Virginia's had the same kind of layoffs, but they seem to be doing a little bit better. Do you know why Virginia seems to be doing better than Maryland?
Yeah, and that's a great point. We've lost virtually the same amount of jobs as Virginia has, yet Virginia's, there was recent rankings from CNBC, and Virginia ranks towards the top, and we're second worst. And it's the private sector. I mean, Virginia has diversified its economy. It's understood that it's just bad business to focus on and becoming so dependent on the federal government. And they're business friendly. They're family friendly. They're people friendly. And so they've built another economy. And we simply haven't done that. And then when you put all your eggs in one basket and that basket has a problem, you're just asking for trouble. And now we're paying the piper for all these bad decisions we've been making.
We're talking with Randy Altshuler, the organization Maryland Affordability Project, or MAP as it's known. So, again, what do you hope to accomplish with this? Is this educational? Is it activism? Is it political? What's the agenda here?
Yeah, look, success is when Maryland becomes the place that families, seniors, young people, and businesses choose to live. Like, that's the bottom line. If people want to live here, is this a great place to live? And we have so many awesome things in Maryland, but financially, it's a train wreck. So that's success. When we stop losing people, we lost like net 20,000 people last year, and we rise to the top in the rankings, and more people come to Maryland. So that's our goal. How do we do that? Well, first, we show Marylanders how public policies affect household and business costs. So we're going to come out with a number of scorecards on different policies, different areas like energy, for example. That'll be our first one. And just say, look, here are the public policies we have, and this is how this has led to some of the highest electricity bills in the country. You know, people now, when they get their bills, it looks like you're getting your mortgage payment. So we're gonna show people how public policies affect that. We're gonna create those scorecards, and then we're gonna come up with practical reforms and advance those that make a Maryland more affordable and competitive. Like, bottom line, how do we become the place, state of choice? And this is so important, build a statewide grassroots network that demands this affordability, that makes it a top priority for our legislators in Annapolis, so that every time they're thinking about passing another bill, another mandate, another something, top of the line is this going to make it more expensive to be in Maryland or less expensive? And so if we can create that scorecard, if we can educate people, if we can come up with practical reforms, and then if we can really push all these people in Annapolis to do the right thing, then hopefully we can have success. That's our goal.
All right, more with Randy Altshuler of the Maryland Affordability Project coming up in just a moment. 8:13 traffic and weather on the threes with the update now. The king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Just spotted a wreck eastbound I-70 coming into Route 29. It's in the construction area where they're lengthening the exit ramp there on the right side. And one of these vehicles hit the Jersey wall at the construction area. Another truck is involved behind that. The fire department and the state police are now blocking the only other through lane. So right now it's a stoppage on that section of I-70. So maybe right now, until we get this lane clear, we think about coming in on 40 to 29 and then back up to I-70. That would put you around it. The westbound side is kind of looking at it now. So watch your speed as you're going west of 29. But right now, the big delay and a total stoppage is on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority alert. We do have a weather alert, I should say, for the forecast today. Hot and humid today. Upper 80s. Chance for severe storms later this afternoon through this evening. Heavy downpours, damaging winds and hail, etc. Rain expected through tomorrow morning. Right now, cloudy, 77 in downtown Baltimore. On our newsmaker hotline is Randy Altshuler of the Maryland Affordability Project. I want to get your perspective on something, Randy, because, you know, based on the fact that you were the CEO of an AI-powered manufacturing marketplace, the data center issue is really, first and foremost here, we've got all these counties and jurisdictions in Maryland now that are banning data centers, some permanently, others are seeking extensions on the ban. Am I missing something here? I know that folks are concerned about rising electric costs and so on, but is it good for Maryland to be banning businesses in any state?
No, we shouldn't be banning businesses. Look, it's a competitive market here. Maryland is competing against other states for business. And so when we're more expensive and more harder to work at, we're losing to other states. So for example, and this is just a practical thing, vehicle registrations, you got to do it every year. Our vehicle registration fees are like, twice as expensive as Pennsylvania, 2.5 times more expensive than Delaware, and 3 times more expensive than Virginia. So when things like that happen, people are going to go to neighboring states, and that's true in business as well. We need to think about how we can attract businesses to come here. And we actually have to deal with the energy issue, But clearly the policies that Annapolis has been forwarding and been implementing today have gone the opposite way. Like all this, everything they're trying to do has made it worse, and we have some of the highest electric bills in the country. You know, we just launched MAP last week, and if you don't mind, I'll shamelessly plug, please go to the Maryland Affordability Project.org. And we've already got lots of people writing in with their stories. And, you know, somebody wrote in, our winter bills ran $1,500, $1,600. The cost of energy, we'll have to consider moving. We had a senior on a fixed income in Frederick County. They wrote in, I find myself eating only one meal a day driving a 21-year-old car. We worked and contributed all of our lives, but look what's happened here. So this is the reality of what's happening when we create an environment that is anti-family, anti-youth, anti-senior, and anti-business, and when we make the state just too darn expensive.
You know, you recently wrote that affordability isn't partisan, but yet there is great partisan debate between the Democrats and Republicans in this state. And now we're having a special session coming up in just a couple of weeks where none of these issues, no affordability is going to be discussed. So I get to what you're saying here is that affordability affects everyone. Doesn't matter what your party stripe is.
It's a complete lack of leadership. This issue, nobody's focused on it. That's why we started MAP. Like, this should be the single most important issue. It's the bottom line. Like, can you afford to live here or not? Are you going to move somewhere else? You're right, Sean. Like, it's just nobody's talking about it. How can this not be the number one issue for the Democrats and Republicans and independents? Like, this is it, right?
It's got to be it. Yeah, because I remember in the day when we used to call us the land of pleasant living. We're blessed with such riches in Maryland with the bay and the mountains and the beaches and, again, the proximity to our nation's capital. And we got a little bit of everything here, in Maryland. And yet we're watching that, Maryland dream slip away for so many, not just retirees, but are you seeing also that young people are making choices not to come here based on the cost of living?
Yeah. Look, I have three children, and when they, you know, when they grow up, I want them to choose to come back to Maryland. I want them to be here with me and my wife. But the bottom line is they need a job, right? And if Maryland doesn't have the jobs and other states do, they're going to go there. That's reality. That's not partisanship. That's not things like that. Those are the choices that we would expect any rational person to make. We got to have the jobs here. And just, you were mentioned before how we haven't diversified our economy. Unlike Virginia, we're just so dependent on the federal government. Then that's going to cause our young people to leave the state, and that's just terrible. And no parent doesn't want to be with their children. So that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Those facing retirement, I can tell you the number of listeners that I get that were here 1 year and gone the next. But they're still listening in other states, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Delaware, the Carolinas, Florida, Tennessee. I mean, it's amazing how many people have left but still have roots here in Maryland and still want to make a difference. So you finally have launched this this project, and we wish you luck with it and fighting this growing cost of living crisis. So what's the address again, the website?
It's MarylandAffordabilityProject.org. And again, we're doing this grassroots. Doesn't matter what party you're in. Doesn't matter, you know, anything about your demographic, just that you're somebody who lives in Maryland, who wants to stay in Maryland, who wants Maryland to thrive. Please, you know, come to our site, volunteer, give us your stories, and join this movement.
Very good. Brandy Altshuler of the Maryland Affordability Project, thanks for picking up the baton and running with it. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Sean.
All right. 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour, and you're listening to KCN Company. Again, that, and he said Maryland, it's mdaffordabilityproject.org. Again, www.mdaffordabilityproject.org if you want to follow that. Again, I think I remember I forgot to ask him one question. We'll get him back here and ask him another question, because he has run for office in the past. So I was wondering if this is just a precursor to another run or not. But we'll follow up with Randy and get his thoughts on that as well. Joining us now is the lead counselor of the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Well, I'm going to kind of stay on the topic that you were talking about. This September, our law firm celebrates 35 years of advertising on WCBM,
wow,
being involved in CBM, and also 35 years of being in Owings Mills. So over the course of that year, we've met many, many people, obviously, and there are people who love Maryland and who have stuck around, and the business opportunity that has been shown by our firm and been shown by your radio station is something that I think people would look at and say that you can be successful here in the state of Maryland, even though we have a lot of obstacles. And to celebrate that, we are throwing a party for our WCBM listeners on September 10th. I know it's early, but I want everybody to mark it on their calendar. It's Thursday, September 10th from 6 to 8 at the Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills. And the Honorable Sean Casey will make an appearance, and Nino Mangione will make an appearance, and we're inviting a whole lot of other people. So I want all the CBM listeners to come out, meet us. Rachel will be there. Steve will be there. We'll have food. We'll have a, like it's a celebration, a major birthday party. So it can be done in Maryland. You got to work hard. And as you know from a lot of the sponsors on CBM, there are long-term commitments made here, and hopefully we can continue that. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll be honored to be there and looking forward to seeing everybody on September the 10th. And again, I will tell you this, you have been one of the long-term sponsors and anchors of and supporters of this radio station and of this format. So we want to thank you.
I love it. I love the station and I love the format. And who knows how long we're going to go, but
yeah.
we're not stopping. So we'll be back. Steve will be talking to you next
yeah.
week.
Well, will the big boss be there? Will Marcia be there?
The big boss will be there, yes.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Threatened bodily harm, if not. She will be there. Love you guys. Talk to you next week.
All right, Michael. Thanks so much. Law offices of Michael A. Friedman, 410-363-6848, toll-free, 1-800-782-7203. Online, maflaw.com. Right now, traffic and weather on the threes. With the update, here's Flapper Johnson.
Food?
Yes. You'll come on in. You'll have fun.
Ooh. September 10th?
September 10th. That's correct.
You never know. You never know. I can
finagle my way in. You could stay through the Freedom Fest. That's 2 weeks after that.
Oh, good. Where am I going to sleep?
We'll find a place for you.
I'm sure you will. There's a room closet somewhere.
I think the 12th hole at Hayfields has some availability.
In the trap. The eastbound side of I-70 now has one lane open. This wreck is right there in the construction zone. They're lengthening that exit ramp onto Route 29 from 70 eastbound. And somebody got involved there and hit the Jersey wall on the right. And at one point, there was a truck involved. I think they moved him off to the side. So the left-hand lane is open. If you're coming east on 70 from Marriottsville Road, once you get up to about St. John's Lane, you need to be in the left-hand lane. Westbound can see it. They've slowed up just a bit looking at it. But right now, the eastbound backup is the problem. And again, one lane is now open to the left. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Going to be a weather alert today. Hot and humid, upper 80s. Chance for a very severe storms later this afternoon and evening with heavy downpours, damaging winds. You got hail, rain perhaps through Wednesday morning, and pretty much the same kind of instability for the rest of the week as well. Right now we're looking at 78 in Annapolis, and it is time for the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, the National Anthem at Fort McHenry, Baltimore. Let's celebrate America's 250th birthday. Brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, call Smile Design today, 410-321-1100. A couple of big incident on this day, July 21st, 1861, the first Battle of Bull Run. It was the first major land battle of the Civil War. Large Union forces facing off against the Confederate Army in Virginia. I think it was really interesting about this battle was that hundreds of civilians, men, women, and children, were spectators to this battle. They were curious to see, again, this was the first big confrontation between North and South, but they would come soon to forget it, regret it, I should say. Union forces endured losses of 3,000 men killed, wounded, or missing in action, while the Confederates suffered 2,000 casualties. The scale of this bloodshed horrified not only the frightened spectators at Bull Run, but also the U.S. government in Washington. They just thought this was going to be a little bit of a Southern insurrection. It turned out to be much worse, as we now know. We're also meeting the signers of our Declaration of Independence, all 56. A couple from Maryland will be next up in the case here. And Samuel Chase from Maryland is the only child of Reverend Thomas Chase and Matilda Walker Chase. His mother died in childbirth, leaving Thomas alone to raise his son. Thomas was the rector of a large parish right here in Baltimore County. Chase was educated at home, but at 18 he went to Annapolis to read law with a local attorney. He was admitted to the bar, set up his own legal practice in Annapolis. In his early years of practice, he had taken cases that more established attorneys rejected, often working pro bono for small fees. Yet, in November of 1764, Samuel Chase decided to run for a seat in the Maryland General Assembly's lower house. He won, and thus became a prominent figure in Annapolis politics. He remained in the General Assembly until 1784, when Parliament passed the Stamp Act, requiring, among other things, lawyers use stamped paper for their documents. Chase refused. With his friend William Packa, he answered a call to organize the Sons of Liberty group in Annapolis, and this added to his reputation as a leading figure in Maryland. In 1773, he was a founding member of Maryland's Committee of Correspondence. 1 year later, a provincial convention endorsed a boycott of British goods. Chase was solidly in opposition to continued British rule. He was elected a delegate to the First Continental Congress and quickly formed alliances with John Adams. In 1775, Chase believed Britain had to make a choice. Must either give up the right of taxation or force obedience by the sword. He said he considered the Great Britain king and the likes to be the most abandoned and wicked people under the sun, and therefore that's the reason why he signed the Declaration of Independence. He would be elected to the Second Continental Congress. He wasn't in Congress at the time that the declaration was taken. He was in Annapolis caring for his wife, who was seriously ill. But he did eventually sign it August the 2nd, right below John Hancock's sprawling signature. He went on to become a judge later on. Thomas Jefferson tried to impeach him, but failed in that effort. Samuel Chase was eventually acquitted. But in 1807, he started missing sessions of the court. And by June of 1811, Samuel Chase died of what his doctors called ossification of the heart. And that is a look at today's signer of the Declaration.
WCBM Baltimore.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates. But you must act fast. His campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
WCBM Baltimore.
8:30, time for news headlines. Once again, here's Jill Powell.
Good morning. It's 8:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Maryland House and Senate leaders say the August special session will focus only on redistricting. State lawmakers will discuss the issue August 3rd through the 5th. In a letter to lawmakers, leaders say they have directed the Department of Legislative Services to accept only bill drafting requests related to legislation concerning congressional redistricting standards. However, state Republicans say other pressing concerns like the economy should also be addressed. Baltimore police are investigating a possible link between two violent incidents this month at a Liberty Heights convenience store. It's believed the same group of suspects may be responsible for the violent beating of a 74-year-old man outside the 7-Eleven and a weekend robbery there. Surveillance video of six young people attacking the man has been widely shared online, sparking outrage. Many community members are questioning whether Maryland's doing enough to address repeat juvenile offenders. The Baltimore City Council will be holding a hearing this week on the impact of ICE activity on students, families, and schools. The hearing will take place on Thursday. The public is invited to testify, listen, and participate in a discussion about how students and their families can best be supported and protected. And Baltimore gas prices are now averaging $4 per gallon. According to Gas Buddy, prices at the pump increased just over 13 cents from last week, based on a survey of 663 gas stations in the city. Gas prices are more than 90 cents higher than they were at this time last year. National gas prices are also up by around 13 cents for an average of $3.95 per gallon. Your winning Maryland lottery numbers next.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Hi, this is Rod Wittstedt. For the past year, I've been advertising here on WCBM, trying to offer Kim's listeners a very affordable rate of $525 for a will, a power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. Well, I can't keep that low rate up forever. If you contact me before August 1st, I will honor that rate. Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL. Thank you. By the way, $750 is still a great rate.
Here are the latest Maryland winning lottery numbers. Pick 3, 810. Pick 4, 5796. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time now for traffic and weather in the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on the Beltway on the southwest side. The inner loop, it's just above I-95 and opposite the ramp where Southwestern Boulevard comes on. Everybody's in the median and behind the white line, but they're kind of looking at it. So you may have a delay coming up the Beltway from Washington Boulevard and then underneath I-95 going by the accident scene. Just in the last 5 minutes, they reopened all the lanes on eastbound I-70 with the wreck now cleared at Route 29. Slow recovery there, but at least we're on the move once again. And then keep in mind there is construction there on the right side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Weather alert today. Strong to severe storms move in this afternoon and this evening. Downpours, damaging winds, hail, and tornadoes all possible. Highs in the very hot and humid upper 80s. Showers and some storms will continue to be a threat tonight with lows in the low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it's a big game for the Birds tonight in Boston as Kyle Bradish takes the hill for Baltimore, trying to even up this series with the Red Sox after Boston's 6-5 win last night. Bradish in a good way right now, pitching to a 2.12 ERA over his last five starts.
I think the competitiveness in the zone, that's kind of been apparent for the past, I don't know, month and a half, 2 months, which has kind of been the turnaround for me since.
It'll be interesting tonight as this will be Bradish's first start in 10 days since he silenced the Royals back on July 11th. Opposite a pitcher who hasn't pitched since July 5th. We're talking about Ranger Suarez suffering a left groin strain against the Angels. He will come off the injured list tonight. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson perhaps not shining as brightly as it his star has in the past, voted 69th by his peers among the top 100 players in the league, falling from number 2. Was asked about his legacy as an NFL player.
I really don't think about my legacy. You know, I just try to be the best player I can be, you know, keeping God first and doing what I can do, you know, when I can do it.
And rookies report on Friday, and the veterans will report this coming Monday. Happy birthday today to one of soccer's greatest players, talking about Norwegian striker Erling Haaland, turning all of 26 years old today. They made it to the semis for the first time in the country's history. And today is also the anniversary of the passing of one of the greatest baseball players in Maryland history. The Hall of Famer Jimmy Fox from Sudlersville, Maryland, on the Eastern Shore, played for the Red Sox at Old Philadelphia Athletics, passed away on this day in 1967 at the age of 59. Fox hit 534 home runs in his career and was nicknamed the Beast. And finally, what is it about Baltimore's Angel Reese that melts people's brains? A WNBA head coach called her a quote-unquote protected species and was forced to apologize. Yes, this actually happened over the weekend. Toronto Tempo head coach Sandy Brondello apologized to the former St. Francis star, the WNBA suspending Brondello one game for being overheard calling Reese that during the Green's 111-92 win over the Tempo on Friday night. The time now is 8:36. When we return, it's called Travel Ball Insanity.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Sean, you're familiar with the Fox Sports site called OutKick?
Yes.
Yeah, they acquired it from Clay Travis. So here's the headline. Rival 15-under parents brawl at Mississippi World Series over youth sports drama. And then the subheadline is, children screamed and cried as dueling 15-under parents brawled at a World Series event in Laurel, Mississippi. So what happened, it was a softball event, I guess 15 and under. Multiple eyewitnesses saying a fight between parents from the Texas team and the Louisiana team boiled over into a brawl on the field, fist fight at this event. Children could be heard screaming. Some cried. One even took what is believed to be a cleat and threw it at a parent. And here's the kicker. Both, just like kids, both sides claim the other one started it.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It's gotten so bad. My kids have been out of sports now for about 9 years, and I was involved in all their youth league activities and all the way up through collegiate lacrosse, the whole nine yards. It's difficult now getting referees. Mm. People don't want to become officials.
Exactly.
Because of the parents.
Yep.
And I can honestly say, we all suffer boorish parents and, you know, whatever. I never saw a brawl ever in anything. I saw things get a little bit heated sometimes. But people forget these are children and they're playing a game. And they take it so serious. Maybe they're living vicariously through their kids, or they think their kid's going to be the next great, Gretzky or, whoever. But the fact is that let the children play the game. It's supposed to be for fun. And you can be competitive. You can instill the competitiveness. But sportsmanship, I think, has got to be emphasized over the competitiveness.
Well, there's no doubt. And I think the lure now of D1 scholarships, yep. And it's only, Sean, going to get worse with this NIL now. And
oh,
the
yeah.
money that
well,
these athletes are making. The parents see dollar signs as soon as the kids turn 5, 6 years old.
D1 lacrosse schools are now reaching into elementary schools.
Yes.
To get commitments.
There are kids being recruited as young as 10 and 11, yep. 10 and 11 years old right now.
It's crazy.
It's not right.
Yeah. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Speaking of what's not right, Morgan Wallen was in town Friday and Saturday for concerts at M&T Bank Stadium. And there's now, the vast majority of people behaved themselves, had a great time. Baltimore was a great ambassador for at least that. But not for one family who made their trip down here from New York State. Troy Grevelding said he was visiting with his family, attending the concert, when apparently he went to his seats and the fan behind him, loud, probably drunk, and rude, kept, he was, a man was on FaceTime, was very loud, kept bumping into him, and he had, he and his wife and I think his 8-year-old girl, daughter, were in the seats for the show. And so he confronted the guy and said, hey, look, I mean, you know, these aren't your seats. Just, you know, put your phone down, turn around, sit down, because you're, you know, they kept bumping into them several times. And just ask him to stop doing it, which many of us would. And that's when all hell broke loose. And this is, again, Troy Gravelding describing what happened next after he confronted this Borges fan at M&T Bank Stadium.
I literally feel something on my leg. My wife feels something on her leg. My niece is standing on the seats, you know, instead of sitting on them. And my wife says, whatever that gentleman's doing is all over my leg. And at that point, I kind of seen him, like, bend over out of the corner of my eye. So I turned to look. He has his genitalia hanging completely out, and he's urinating all over the back of my seat, my wife's leg, my niece. And he's looking at me saying, it's good, bro, it's good. At that point, I kind of grabbed him, pushed him back, and said, what the F are you doing? You're pissing all over me.
Now, what would you do? Of course, he looked for police, and, you know, he went to the police and basically, you know, was complaining that, you know, this drunk guy was urinating on him, his wife, and his 8-year-old daughter.
This is assault. This guy literally just pulled out his privates, urinated all over a ton of people. We all witnessed, we all seen it. They do nothing.
But he complained to the police, and the police said they couldn't do anything because they didn't witness, the act.
And there's nothing we can do about a guy physically pulling out his and pissing on me right now. Nothing we can do that in front of an 8-year-old girl.
And that's Gavelding asking Maryland Department of Transportation Authority police to do something, and they basically threw their hands up there and said, nah, not much we can do.
We cannot take him into
custody. And I'm not blaming you.
We're going to give you his information, and you can be referred to the commission.
Gavelding also blaming the staff working at M&T Bank Stadium because not one of them came up to him and asked if there's anything they could do to help.
Not one staff member came up and asked if there was anything they could do to help us.
And so what Gravelding is asking for now, basically they're just referring him to, you can file your own complaint if you want. I would think if you have eyewitness, I'm not sure what the rule is, but the police are saying, we didn't witness, there's nothing we can do. Well, you have Gravelding, you have his wife, and you have his 8-year-old daughter. They were all victims here, and they witnessed it, so why couldn't they file a complaint? Gravelding says he just wants justice to be served.
There is no accountability. I want justice for my 8-year-old niece. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. So, and again, vast majority of fans were fine. No problems. You get, you know, again, a lot of alcohol. This is alcohol-induced, alcohol-inspired. And this guy just an absolutely disgusting, despicable act, and should have been again cited or what have you. So again, I don't know what can be done at this point if they can even identify the guy, if he's got him on a phone or facial ring. But that's just, you know, you don't expect to see that or experience that when you go to a Morgan Wallen concert in Baltimore at M&T Bank Stadium. That is just beyond the pale. So again, that is something that I just think that. Police, I don't know. You tell me whether or not, if somebody comes to you and say, I was just assaulted, or we couldn't witness it, you can't prosecute, or you can't make an arrest, or you can't investigate it. I just think that they didn't want to press the issue. 8:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Is Chuck there? Hello, Chuck? No? All right. So we'll give you the Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a stay weather alert day today. Hot and humid, highs in the upper 80s. Chance for severe thunderstorms later on this afternoon or this evening with heavy downpours, maybe damaging winds and hail. Rain through tomorrow morning, maybe a repeat tomorrow afternoon through. We're going to have a little bit of unstable weather for the next couple of days. All right, we're having technical difficulties with Chuck. Right now, it is 78 degrees downtown, 79 in Annapolis, and time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, it's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
All right, brought to you by Town Appliance. A 73-year-old man named Dave Whitlow has spent the last 8 years volunteering as a cuddler. In the NICU unit at Children's Hospital of Richmond in Virginia. That's the neonatal intensive care unit where young children, young infants who are born prematurely or who have some kind of illness are watched over to make sure that they're okay before they can be released. And Dave goes in 2 days a week to comfort premature, critically ill children. Before holding them, he learns about their condition from nurses, keeps a close eye on their monitors, treating every cuddle very carefully.
I watch the monitors first to see whether positionally there's anything to do to improve, but he looks pretty good. His sats are at 100%. I don't bring my phone into the unit. I pretty much just want to be with them. I ask the nurse, tell me what this child is receiving, what kind of treatment, is there anything special I need to know about it. The support and spiritual needs of the family and the staff. And so it all kind of gets tied together here.
And I think it's a wonderful thing. I'm just wondering if, I guess families are okay with it. Again, if they can't be there, I would imagine most families are there anyway, but I would think they would have to sign off on the families be, give him permission to do that, because you are touching somebody else's child, whether they're sick or not. But, I think that's a very nice thing to do. I'm kind of amazed that hospitals allow it to happen, frankly, to tell you the truth. But anyway, his heart is in the right place. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you want to stay cool this summer, then you need to head to Town Appliance in Owings Mills for their huge 4th of July savings event. This is your best chance to pick up a window or wall air conditioner with top-tier systems from LG, GE, and Friedrich ready to go. Plus, Mayer and Mayer will help you find the perfect fit for your home and your budget with flexible financing available. Visit townappliance.com today for more information, or right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mill.
WCBM Baltimore.
So back to the incident at M&T Bank Stadium. And I've thought about this, and I'm sure, you know, a lot of people have thought about it, what they would do. And you go to a concert, you're not expect. Yeah, you should expect there are going to be, unfortunately, drunken fans, because they start pre-gaming or tailgating before concerts, usually before the gates open. Some of them are like polluted even before they hit the stands. And that's sad, but I've seen it. I've attended a number of professional concerts and or sporting events where you get one or two and they ruin it for everybody else. But again, so you could kind of expect that kind of behavior, but certainly not for any individual whip out his genitalia and start urinating on you, your wife, and your 8-year-old daughter. If that were me and that happened in the moment, I probably would have taken a sharp elbow to the offending appendage and make sure that he felt it, that he would never feel the need to do that again in public. That, to me, is just disgusting. Of course, then he probably files assault charges on you, and then you get in trouble. But, you know, again, it's a tough call. I don't know what you do, but I'm just kind of really disappointed in the police response and in the response of the M&T Bank Stadium staff working the event. So that is an issue. And hopefully we can get that, we'll see. We'll see if anything comes of it. But this video went viral the other day, and it was being discussed in great length most of the other day yesterday online, people trying to figure out what was going on. I don't know if they're going to be able to identify the offender here, but not only is that, I mean, you have indecent exposure, okay, and that's number one. Number two, it's a shame that the guy didn't take his, I would imagine that, you know, I don't know if he could get his phone out quickly enough to grab a shot of the offending appendage or not. But it certainly would have been helpful for the police. But I never knew that was a if that is one of the protocols, that the police actually have to witness it. How many times do you call the police and say something happened and they respond based, and then they interview everybody, and then based on what everybody has said or done, either they decide to charge, make an arrest or not, and that's up to the police. But to say to this guy, we didn't see it, there's nothing we can do. Even though other people witnessed it. I'm wondering if the people around the individual saw it. And where was security at the time? Because they have security usually standing in the stadium, usually within there's a security officer or guard usually in that section, maybe not in that row or in close proximity, but at least in that section, you would think that somebody would have seen something, would have pointed to something. It just really was an unfortunate experience for this family. 8:50, 10 before the hour, Rescue Natural Supplements want to remind you that Christmas in July going on, and right now it's a great sale. You can save 50, 60, up to 73% on, of course, the favorite Rescue Natural Supplement of yours, be it omega-3s, be it any one of the Rescue Nutraceuticals. These are all natural supplements with no side effects that are going to help you maintain your health, repair your health, make you fall asleep, stay asleep if you're having trouble falling asleep. There's Ideal Weight, which helps you with your weight loss goals. There's the omega-3s, a whole family of them in capsule or liquid form. The red yeast rice, which along with the no-flush niacin is great for fighting cholesterol. There are men's and women's 360 multivitamin supplements, as well as, again, supplements to help you replace and boost your own hormones. This is not hormone replacement therapy. This is taking your own body's hormones and helping boost them, whether it be testosterone or estrogen, whatever the case may be. So, again, over 50 different supplements are all on sale right now. No coupon code needed at 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or online at res-q.com.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA.
Lorien has six different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elkridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Still to come, the governor, Westmore, continues to lie about inheriting a structural deficit. We'll break down those lies for you in just a second. People still weighing in on the Gilligan's Island tour of Key Bridge that was held just yesterday. And how much will redistricting special session cost Maryland taxpayers as we're trying to get a number on that? Having some issues with our internet here this morning, so the king of all traffic is now forced to pick up Ma Bell and file his latest traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck.
Well, I got one of the news guys here pedaling the bike to get the signal, so I'm doing the best we can. I'm not paying him, right, JR? Right?
Yeah. Okay. That's good exercise for him.
All right. The outer loop right at I-70, leftover slowing there. We're still backed up through Green Spring, just like it was yesterday. Went fine for a while, and then we're still slowing through Green Spring to the JFX and over towards 83, and some slowing on the outer loop from Parkville coming into Towson. Minor slowing, just about ready to clear now at both the Harbor Tunnels. The accident was wrapping up. Everything was open again. Eastbound I-70 at Route 29. A couple of vehicles and a trooper on the shoulder on the inner loop at Southwestern Boulevard on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We got a weather alert today, and that is for hot and humid weather. Upper 80s today. Chance for severe storms later on this afternoon and evening. It'll be heavy downpours, damaging winds, some hail as well, and that rain could last all the way through Wednesday morning. Right now, 79 in Annapolis, 78 downtown Baltimore. Kim Klasick live coming up next right after the news. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're doing A-okay.
So you can urinate on someone at a Morgan Wallen concert, but you cannot take pictures with a lemur at the Towson Town Center.
That's right. Well, there was a ring of fire in the
I did hear about about that.
In
I
the
wish
parking.
We could have seen
it. Yeah, there was a picture of it.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah, they have a picture of it in one of the stories.
It.
Yeah, you could see.
Is this the one with the snakes?
Yes.
In it too?
Okay, a woman or
it.
Several women with snakes, and then they have, there's a ring of fire in the garage
oh,
at Towson
wow.
Town Center, which obviously is an act of vandalism and could be dangerous. You could end up burning somebody or setting something else on fire. But what's going on in Middle River? You've got a lot of things happening
what?
There.
We're just a strange bunch.
You got these guys that these rocket scientists that put on social media, was it Tarzan Exotics?
Yeah.
As if that wasn't going to catch the attention of the authorities.
Yeah, but I didn't know you couldn't do that. I didn't. I mean, obviously, it's very dangerous.
You got a secret you want to share with the audience here?
But it obviously is very dangerous. But when you think about all the lawlessness across Baltimore County, right? I see dirt bikes nowadays, too. It's like there's so much going on. You wouldn't think that there would be this huge focus on the lemurs in the...
Well, if you had the lemur on a dirt bike, then you'd be in trouble.
Okay, really? Are you sure? I'm not so certain, John. Oh, my God. We got lots to talk about. It's going to be a fun show today. Of course, we're going to talk about Governor Wes Moore with other legislators on the tugboat. They're looking at the water, not the bridge, because they don't have one. But they were looking at the water, and I thought it was so interesting, because everybody was talking about, Congressman Womack being out there. He's a Republican, and they're saying, oh, well, he supports what Governor Moore's doing, and he gave him this glowing response, and, you know. I'm like, okay, when you look at it, he's talking about it because where he is the congressman, they're going to be getting, they're hoping to get some of the steel from his district.
Right.
That's why he's there giving him glowing comments and remarks.
I also said that he would he treats taxpayers' money responsibly, and he doesn't take it lightly, that you want to make sure that they're not going to be overspending. But just think, when you look at this thing, now the state is admitting $5.2 billion.
Yeah, in one year.
And again, one year we don't know.
This is crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
And so, I don't know. I guess I got a little bit.
You know that bridge they just opened up in Detroit that crosses the Gordie Howe Bridge in Detroit into Canada?
Okay.
It was named after the hockey great Gordie Howe. And, again, this was a bridge that connects Detroit with, Windsor, Ontario, right across the river there. $6.5 billion, and it's not quite as long as Key Bridge or not as high.
And I'm sure it's not, the design's probably not the same either.
No.
Which is, again...
That's $6.5 billion in today's dollars. So, again, when they say $5.2 billion by the time they're done here, who knows? It could be $7, $8, $9, $10 billion.
And it's not like he cares, because he'll be out of office here locally.
Long gone.
Yeah. So, anyways, we'll talk about that and so much more coming up next, Sean.
We're good. Thanks. Kim Klasick live right at the top. Oh, Wes Moore continues to lie about inheriting the structural deficit. Did you know that? Nonpartisan analyst projected surpluses through fiscal year 2028 before and after Moore took office. The December 2022 Spending Affordability Committee report confirmed a structural surplus through fiscal year 2028. The Nonpartisan Spending Affordability Committee project said that, and the other lie that they tell, that he is telling, is that the surplus was all about the COVID funds, right? That's what we keep hearing from Brandon Scott and others. The surplus was driven by organic tax revenue growth, not solely federal COVID funds, so they played a role in it, but there was organic tax revenue growth. Why? Because there wasn't these large tax increases that he imposed on Marylanders back in the day when they first made these projections. And yet he's out there claiming that the one big beautiful bill is nothing but a tax scheme.
And buried inside that bill is a tax scheme that makes public funding and takes public funding and steers it towards private schools.
Oh my God. School choice, right? Well, we find out that his son goes to private school. We believe his daughter goes to private school. Yet there he was at the public school teachers convention in Washington, D.C., hammering the Trump administration when he himself has chosen to send his kids to private school. That's up to him. But don't try to deny others with that. So, again, there's not much that comes out of this guy's mouth that one would consider truth. It really isn't. It's gotten to a point now where just about everything he says needs to be fact-checked and questioned. Just about everything, and that includes the lie about inheriting a structural deficit. He got a surplus. He inherited a surplus of $5 billion. He then turned it into a $3.3 billion deficit. And again, he's lying about the conditions surrounding both the surplus and the deficit. All right, stay tuned. Kim is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. We're going to be back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. here on WCBM. And until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.